red, white, and blue flapping in the wind at a Friday night football game. Now that's what country sounds like. The Thumb's Best Country, Country 92.5.
You're tuned to WBGV 92.5 FM. It's high school sports playoff action with the MHSAA. We're live from Croswell Lexington High School in the Division II District 64 semifinal games. Right now, the Yale versus North Branch game is still underway. Our game will be the second game of the evening. It will be the Croswell Lexington Pioneers facing off against the Emily City Spartans. Here on WBGV 92.5 FM is streaming online at salacbroadcasting.com. Both these teams have faced off against each other twice during the regular season, and they split in the regular season. Croswell Lexington with the overall record holding at 15-5 overall, and in conference play at 11-3, alone in second place. As their opponent, the Emily City Spartans, moved to 12-2 in conference play, the Blue Water Area Conference, 14-8 overall, and they also are co-champions at a Blue Water Area Conference with the Yale Bulldogs, who were 12-2 to finish the regular season in the BWAC Conference and 19-3 overall. Their game's still going on right now in the district semifinal against the North Branch Broncos here at Croswell Lexington High School. So we'll talk about both these teams facing off on our live broadcast of our coverage of the Croswell Lexington Pioneers and the Emily City Spartans and what the did against each other during the regular season, looking through their win-loss records and some of the key wins and losses through the regular season, and a little bit of history between these two teams in district play as well. I'm Eddie Feary on WBGV 92.5 FM for our live radio broadcast of high school boys basketball playoff action with the MHSAA District Playoffs. It is a February finale of high school basketball games in district play this week. Girls still in the regular season, the girls' basketball teams will start their playoffs next week. Joining me later also will be Jeremy Burgess and also Jonathan Bisher of Thumbchugger Sports, who I did the game with for the Yale and North Branch game as well. We'll be right back here. It is a pregame show on WBGV 92.5 FM. The Croswell Lexington Pioneers facing off against the Emily City Spartans for the district semifinal playoffs here at Croswell Lexington High School. We'll be right back. Auto Owners Insurance and a Liebler Agency are a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Liebler Insurance is proud to support the academic and athletic accomplishments of our area students. Depend on the Liebler Agency, serving you with five locations in Brown City, North Branch, Marlette, Yale, and Emily City. Liebler Insurance, great service, great rates.
Hi, Mark McGeary for More Motor Sales in Caro. Don't miss your chance to score a deal on a new car, truck, or SUV from More Motors in Caro. With slam dunk inventory specials and a wide selection of vehicles from Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, come see why your friends and neighbors have been driving to Caro, your all-star dealer of the Thumb since 1965. Feel like an MVP and score big in the showroom, on our lot, and after the sale with award-winning service from the moment you step in the showroom to when you get back to your driveway. Come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Caro since 1965.
Did you know that Jeff's Marketplace in Lexington and Croswell has the highest quality meats and produce around? They're proud to offer you the most competitive prices on groceries, along with local friendly faces that serve you with a smile 7 days a week. A Jeff shopper is a happy shopper. Shop Jeff's Marketplace in Croswell and Lexington for all your grocery needs.
Hi, this is Jeff. I'd like to congratulate the Pioneers and their victories. We support Croslex. We support our community.
Welcome back to the pregame show on WBGV 92.5 FM. Let's take a look at the Emily City boys basketball team, 14-8 overall in the Blue Water Area Conference. In league play, they finished at 12-2 in conference play. They are the co-champions with the Yale Bulldogs for the BWAC league title. They started off the season with two straight losses against very tough teams, against Flint Powers Catholic and Warren Fitzgerald, and then they went on a tear with five straight wins. against Armada, 56-46. Detroit Douglas, non-conference team, taking us in competition, a two-point win, 54-52. And then a win over Algonac. And in the first meeting against the Croswell Lexington, 51-33. And then against Belding in a Holiday Classic, 54-44. That first meeting against the Croswell Lexington Pioneers for the MLED Spartans, a good win, especially to take a nice early lead and BWAC play undefeated. Croswell Lexington faltering in the second half, losing to the Spartans in that first meeting, 51-33. The Pioneers actually held a 10-8 lead after the first quarter and trailed by just a basket at halftime, 18-15. But in the third quarter, Amarillo City went on a 21-8 scoring run, proving to be the difference. Cam Saunders led Croswell Lexington in that loss in double figures of 10 points. But for the Amarillo City Spartans, Xander Nash, who's going to be a key here tonight, scored a game-high 17 points for the Amarillo City Spartans. Other scores included Landon Jones with 11 points. They were also supported by Matt Evans with 6 points, Andrew Sezik with 5 points in that first meeting against Croswell with a victory. Now after that, Amarillo City played another Holiday Classic on December 27th, losing 46-50 to Ovid Elsie. And then they lost against the Yale Bulldogs back on January 7th, who they are co-champs with in the BWAC. That was a 33-46 loss. After that loss on January 7th to Yale, it was Amarillo City going on a 4-game win streak in conference play over Elmont, Richmond, North Branch, and Algonac. Took a loss against Flint Academy of Flint on January 27th, and then a loss at the end of January in the rematch, 52-56 overtime loss to the Croswell Lexington Pioneers. It was an overtime victory for Croswell Lexington. Croswell Lexington was leading 14-10, but then the next quarter, Amarillo City countered with a 17-11 advantage, good for a 27-25 lead at the half break. And then after that, in the third quarter, Amarillo City had 8 points in the third quarter, as did Croswell, but that put them up 35-33 through three quarters. But then Croswell Lexington put together a 16-14 fourth quarter rally, making it 49-49 at the end of regulation. And the extra 4-minute overtime, Croswell Lexington had 7 points, with Amarillo City just managing 3. And that got a 56-52 overtime win for Croswell over Amarillo City in the second meeting. Tonight, it's the third rematch, this time in the playoffs. Xander Nash and Landon Jones in that loss for Amarillo City had 14 points each. And also Isaac Sommer had 9 points with 3 threes. Jack Ziegler had 8 points. Sam Edson also with a 3-point shot. Matt Evans and Andrew Sezik had 2 points each in that loss. Now, after that overtime loss to Croswell Lexington in their second meeting, they had 2 straight wins over Armada and Elmont to try to stay in the hunt for the Blue Water Area Conference title. Took on a non-conference opponent, losing to Centerline 33-43. Defeated Richmond 65-58 in February. That was on the 13th. And then lost to Detroit Country Day, taking on the competition on Valentine's Day, Friday, 42-51 loss for Amarillo City. But they had to win the last 2 Blue Water Area Conference League games to stay tied and hold out hopes for either an outright or a co-championship with the Yale Bulldogs. They were able to do that after defeating the Yale Bulldogs, who faltered late in the season as well, on February 18th, 39-34, 5-point win for Amarillo City to defeat Yale, and then they defeated North Branch last week on Friday, 42-34, to become the Blue Water Area Conference co-champions with the Yale Bulldogs. So congratulations to Amarillo City and Yale, but I'm sure both these teams want to move on, Yale and Amarillo City, to move on to that district championship game to maybe have the one-up on each other, having to share that title, and maybe that district championship will be fully decided in who the real BWAC champs are. Now, Croswell Lexington has something to say about that, of course, tonight in our game. So this is the third rematch between Amarillo City and Croswell Lexington. And for Amarillo City, they lost to Flint Kersley in the first round of the district playoffs last year and had 2 straight years of losses in previous years to Croswell Lexington in the districts. Amarillo City Spartans' last district championship dates back to 2014, and I remember doing that game on Thumbtail Gator Sports way back then at KPEC High School. It was an overtime win for the Amarillo City Spartans over Yale, 58-55. And then they won the district title in 2013 as well, defeating Croswell Lexington 42-33. 2012 district championship over Pontiac Notre Dame Prep, 57-41. I did that game way back in 2012 as well. That was a Matt Van Dyke year. The year that Don Gauthier, head coach, turned the program around as well when they went 17-4 overall record. The previous year, they were just had four wins. So it's been a while since the Imlay City Spartans have won a district championship game. Again, the key players for the Imlay City Spartans, Xander Nash, Landon Jones also. Matt Evans is going to be a key here. And Isaac Sumner will be a key, as both those players and Ziegler also shoot from around the three-point range. We'll find out what happens tonight in this third-game rematch between the Imlay City Spartans and the Crosville Lexington Pioneers as we continue our pregame show here on WBGV 92.5 FM. We'll be back and talk about the Crosville Lexington Pioneers up next here on the pregame show on 92.5 FM or streaming online at stlacbroadcasting.com.
The best kept secret in the thumb is this cancer center.
I am Michelle McKinney. I'm the director of the oncology and infusion services at Covenant Cancer Care at Aspire Marla. We do radiation oncology. We also offer chemo infusions. We do immune therapy.
This cancer center, it really is a partnership between Aspire Rural Health and Covenant. Their cancer expertise, our technology.
We follow closely with the Covenant physicians, and we have lots of resources being affiliated with Covenant. We are able to provide all those services in the thumb. For any outside physician that's not affiliated with the Aspire Healthcare or Covenant, we just need a signed physician's order, and then we do the prior authorization for the insurance.
Now, the cancer center does other things too. It's an infusion center as well.
Infusions for like Crohn's disease, rheumatoid arthritis. An infusion is just administering medications through an IV. We also do other kinds of medications. We do blood transfusions.
My mom, unfortunately, passed away of cancer. While we were going through the treatment process, one of the things that was really frustrating was having to drive.
Chemo treatments are not easy on anybody. The toll that it takes both on the patient and the family makes it important that we have this service offered in our area.
Comprehensive cancer care, medical oncology, radiation oncology, infusions, non-IV medications, the Covenant Cancer Care at Aspire Marlette.
If you want more information, go to AspireRHS.org.
Aspire Real Health System. Aspire for a healthier future.
Tired of dealing with outdated devices? Make 2025 the year you upgrade to a better experience with the AVS Tech Team. It's time to refresh your tech and step into the future. Right now, when you buy a new PC from the AVS Tech Team, you get to choose your reward. Take 15% off the computer's price, or get a free on-site support visit to use in the future, or enjoy one free hour of labor for future tech needs. The choice is yours. Looking for something truly unique? Build your perfect match with a custom-built computer and take 20% off your purchase. And don't forget about your network. With our New Year New Network promo, you'll save 15% on select network equipment when you let the tech team handle the installation. Visit one of the AVS Tech Team's convenient locations in Pigeon or Sandusky, or call 888-282-4943 for more details. But hurry, these offers are only good through March 31st, 2025, so don't miss out. Terms and conditions apply. Let the AVS Tech Team refresh your tech today.
All across the Thumb and Blue Water area, there's one propane supplier that's ready to serve you. It's Kohler Propane, with locations in Brown City, Memphis, and Bad Axe. Kohler Propane, where they strive to keep your fuel bill down and provide you with the best possible service. They guarantee their propane prices for one full year. There's free tank inspection and free safety inspection, plus keep full and budget plans are available. If you are not a current Kohler customer, now's the time to make the switch and call Kohler's. Whether it's propane for your home's heating system or for your farm or business, they're ready to serve you. Remember, Kohler's covers the entire Thumb and Blue Water area. For information, call toll-free 800-572-2191. That's 800-572-2191. Or visit getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Welcome back to the pregame show on WBGV 92.5 FM. Let's take a look at the Crosville Lexington Pioneers. They are an overall record of 15-5 overall. finished in second place in the Blue Water Area Conference, and they did split with those co-champions against Yale and Emily City. And to open that sliver of an opening of a door to try and maybe grab a share of that BWAC League title, but it was not to be. But they have finished strong at the end of the season. Crosley Lexington Pioneers have 7 straight wins, starting back on January 30th over Emily City in their second meeting, 56-52 in overtime, and then rattled off wins over Richmond, 63-57, over Armada, 59-48, over Alma on February 10th, 61-48, and the big win that we had covered back on Valentine's night, February 14th, at Yale, getting a 2-point win, 42-0. And then back-to-back wins last week over Algonac and Elmont to finish on that 7-game win streak in conference play. Crosby Lexington opened up the season, in fact, quite strong. 6 straight wins over New Baltimore Anchor Bay, over Sandusky, 56-33, over New Haven, 60-55, over Marysville, 58-46, an overtime win over Richmond back on December 10th, 59-53, and getting the win over North Branch, 47-40, but then had 3 straight losses in December 16th to Harbor Beach and to Emily City that we had talked about in our last break, and then a loss in overtime to St. Clair non-conference game there, 54-62. And then 2 straight wins over Algonac and Armada in the new year, January. And then that loss to Yale, 47-63 in their first meeting back on January 16th. And then a key loss for Crosby Lexington, losing by 1 point to North Branch, 53-54 back on January 24th. That was the game that prevented them from maybe sharing this Blue Water Area Conference League title. But right now they are hot, the hottest team in the Blue Water Area Conference, 7 straight wins for the Crosby Lexington Pioneers. Now, we already talked about those Emily City games with Crosby Lexington and Emily City. Having Cody Mativier back in the lineup for the Crosby Lexington Pioneers along with Nolan Campbell is a very big key, along with Cam Saunders at the point guard position for the Crosby Lexington Pioneers. And it helped in their win over Yale 42-40 back on February 14th. It avenged that earlier season loss to Yale, 63-47. Crosby Lexington held a 13-10 lead after the first quarter, but by halftime, the game was tied 28-28. The second half saw Crosby Lexington Pioneer defense settle in and take over with his zone defense, and after 3 quarters, Crosby Lexington did lose its lead, trailing by a point, 35-34, but then an 8-5 scoring run in the final quarter gave the Pioneers the victory over Yale. 7 different players score for Crosby Lexington, led by Nolan Campbell's 14 points. Max Snow finished in double figures with 10 points. Reese Snow had a huge second quarter, knocking down 3 three-point games, finishing the game with 9 points. Now, Jackson Kohler for Yale had a good night. He had a game-high 25 points despite the loss. Against Algonac recently, Nolan Campbell led Crosby Lexington with 14 points and 5 rebounds. Cam Saunders finished in double figures at 12 points. Shane Slanik also had 9 points and 5 rebounds. Reese Snow had 5 steals in the game against Algonac recently as well. So Crosby Lexington is the hot team right now with 7 straight wins. Can they continue that winning streak in this district semifinal against Emily City? Now, they split through the regular season with Emily City. Last year, the Pioneers failed to Flint Kersley in the district championship game. Their last district championship was back in 2023. They lost to Goodrich in the regional semifinal. And they were also co-champs of the BWAC this season with Richmond in 2022-2023 season. Since 2020, Crosby Lexington has not lost to Emily City in the districts since the year 2015. They played them in 2020, 79-50 win. That was a COVID year that district championship was canceled. Defeated Emily City in 2022, 55-32 in the district championship game. In 2023, March 10th, the Pioneers won 46-35 in the district championship game also and defeated Yale in the semifinals previously in that year, 2023. They did not see Emily City in the playoffs last year in the districts. So we'll see what Crosby Lexington can do against Emily City in this third rematch between these two teams now in the district semifinals. We'll get ready for tip-off and starting lineups and other games in our coverage area, folks. So tune in for the pregame show here on WBGV 92.5 FM. It's Crosby Lexington Pioneers facing off against Emily City in the district semifinals at Division II, District 64 at Crosby Lexington High School. We'll be right back.
Tri County Equipment, it's time to think spring. Think lawn and garden equipment. Think savings on John Deere mowers and lawn and garden tractors during the spring warehouse sale. Buy the X370 42-inch Select Series lawn tractor for $5,099 or the X380 54-inch Select Series lawn tractor, $5,899. You can also get a free top cart with a purchase of selected mowers, and special financing is available. Tri-County Equipment also has John Deere commercial-grade mowers, the Z930M 60-inch Z-Track zero-turn mower was $15,404. Buy now for $13,699. You also get a deferred warranty when you buy now and mow later during the spring warehouse sale, now through March 3rd, at Tri-County Equipment. Locations in Sandusky, Marlette, Carroll, Bad Axe, Lapeer, Burton, Fenton, Birch Run, Reese, Saginaw, and Auburn Hills. Or online at TriCountyEquipment.com. Tri-County.
This is Katie. Todd Insurance Agency and Auto Owners Insurance would like to wish the Croslex Pioneers the best of luck in the game. While you are prepping for the big game, it's important to know that we have your back because every policy comes with a local agent, a real person who lives right in our community who you can rely on to help keep you covered no matter what. Whether you are traveling to an away game or listening from home, rest assured that Todd Insurance Agency and Auto Owners Insurance has your back. We'll work with you to ensure your home, auto, business, and life. Everything you value is safe, sound, and secure. It's a winning combination, Todd Insurance Agency and Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Call us at Todd Insurance Agency in Croswell at 810-679-3371 or visit us online at toddinsurance.net. Best of luck, Croslex Pioneers, in the game.
Thumb Cellular is kicking off 2025 with a deal you're not going to want to miss. Free phones are here. That's right. Select smartphones are absolutely free with a new line activation or upgrade on an unlimited plan. And that's not all. Every phone is discounted at Thumb Cellular. Thinking of trading in your old phone and upgrading to a new one? Now's the time. Right now at Thumb Cellular, we're offering double trade-in values when you purchase a new smartphone. Plus, keep your phone screen safe throughout 2025 with a new screen protector from Thumb Cellular. Everyone gets half off all screen protectors, and they come with a lifetime warranty. But hurry, these deals won't last forever. Visit your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for details. Terms and conditions apply. Offers valid through March 31st, 2025. Stop in today and make 2025 the year you stay connected with Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
Can't wait to communicate with you on the talk of the thumb.
Best wishers to the area teams and tournament competition from McDonald's of Sandusky and Croswell. Stop at McDonald's and enjoy a Shamrock Shake and a delicious fish sandwich. Order in the app and pick up at curbside for quick, convenient service, or have your order delivered to you with DoorDash. McDonald's of Sandusky and Croswell, proud to be one of this area's largest employers of Sanilac County high school students. Locally owned and operated for over 45 years.
At McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Welcome back to the pregame show on WBGV. You can check out our website at sanilacbroadcasting.com. Check the sports section for our list of games in our Sand Lake Broadcasting coverage area teams in the Big Thumb Divisions and Blue Water Area Conference. In Division 2, of course, our game of the night is the Croswell Lexington Pioneers taking on Emily City in our district semifinal game here on 92.5 FM. The winner of this game will face off against Game 1 winner, the district semifinal, on Friday in the district championship game. That will be simulcast on WTGV. Jonathan Bisher of Thumb Tailgater Sports will be covering that game. Other playoff games going on in Division 2, District 63 at Marysville High School, and St. Clair versus Marysville, Armada versus Richmond. In Division 2, District 38 at Frankenmuth. Looks like John Glenn up against Bridgeport and Frankenmuth against Carlton. Division 3, District 94 at Reese High School tonight. Millington versus Vassar. Reese versus Saginaw Valley Lutheran. Division 3, District 95 has Harbor Beach against Cass City and Bad Axe against Lakers. Division 3, District 96 at KPEC High School has Sandusky against Memphis and Brown City against KPEC tonight. In the semifinals of the districts, Division 4, District 126 at Dryden High School, Dryden against Burton St. Thomas More, Genesee Christian versus Flint Beecher. Division 4, District 127 at Marlette High School tonight is Kingston versus Mayville and Peck versus Marlette in the district semifinals. And the Division 4, District 128 at North Huron High School, the Ubbly Bearcats up against the Carsonville Port St. Lake Tigers and Dacrefoe against North Huron and the district semifinals in Division 4. Those are our coverage area teams of St. Lake Broadcasting. We'll be right back for tip-off and starting lineups on WBGV 92.5 FM and streaming online at stanlightbroadcasting.com. Coming up, the Crowds of Lexington Pioneers up against the Emily City Spartans on 92.5. The broadcast of tonight's game is a copyrighted presentation of the Michigan High School Athletic Association and St. Lake Broadcasting, WBGV 92.5 FM. No reproduction, retransmission, or other distribution of the descriptions or accounts of this game may take place without the express written consent of the MHSAA and St. Lake Broadcasting, WBGV 92.5 FM.
Exciting news for our community. Mackenzie Health System is expanding surgical care with the addition of Dr. Lindsay Rick to Mackenzie General Surgery in Sandusky. Dr. Rick brings extensive experience in general surgery, trauma, and acute care, ensuring you have access to high-quality surgical services right here at home. Whether it's a routine procedure, emergency surgery, or complex care, Dr. Rick and Dr. Zarish Khan are committed to delivering expert, compassionate treatment with the latest techniques and a personal touch. These services include colonoscopies, EGDSs, cysts and lesion removal, gallbladder and appendix surgery, and hernia repair, all performed with a focus on patient comfort and safety. With a dedicated team and a patient-first approach, Mackenzie Health System continues to provide exceptional health care because your health is our priority. To learn more about our surgical services or to schedule a consultation, visit mackenziehealth.org or call 810-648-0565 today.
Best wishes to the teams in today's game from Dennis McIntyre Insurance. It's no secret that health insurance is one of the biggest expenditures that you'll ever make. And it's also important that you get the right coverage. Dennis McIntyre specializes in health insurance, whether it's for an individual or group coverage. Dennis McIntyre is also certified to sell and assist you on the Affordable Healthcare Exchange. For more information, call toll-free 877-648-6730. That's 877-648-6730. For Dennis McIntyre Insurance, serving the Thumb and Blue Water area.
This is Todd Bowers with More Motors of Caro. The temperatures have dropped and so have our prices. It's time for you to get more for your money with More Motors of Caro. Now is your chance to get close to $15,000 off sticker on a new Ram truck. Get a 2025 Ram 1500 for less than $50,000 with qualifying rebates. Or how about a 2025 Chrysler Pacifica for less than $40,000? 2025 Jeep Compass Limited under $40,000. Get a 2025 Jeep Grand Cherokee Limited for less than $45,000. And a selection of Jeep Wranglers all for less than $50,000. At More Motors of Caro, we value transparency, fair deals, and realistic trade offers. Come see me, Todd Bowers, or any of our staff at More Motors of Caro to be treated fairly and enjoy a stress-free car buying experience. Come see why your friends and neighbors have been driving to Caro for 60 years.
All right. Welcome back here. Pre-game show on WBGV 92.5 FM. Eddie Fury of you. Hope you enjoy that pre-game info. The Yale Bulldogs. North Branch game just got over. Yale Bulldogs with the win, 59-40. Jeremy Burgess now on the mic with me. Jonathan Bishop will be joining us. I actually just did that from Tugger Sports game with the Yale Bulldogs and North Branch. Yale Bulldogs, you know, had a little bit of trouble there in the
First quarter, York Bench kept it close, but then Yale really pulled away. You were here for most of the game in that one.
Yeah, Yale did what they wanted to on that one in the second half. They just exerted their will, and they showed their seasoned leadership out there on the court.
So, Jonathan Bishop joins us. He's going to be joining us for this game as well. Nice to have the trifecta here. We just did this Yale Bulldogs against North Branch, a game. Yale Bulldogs punching their ticket to the district championship game, which you will carry. We will be moving over on Friday night to a Division III district championship. You know, Sandusky won. They'll take on the winner, either KPAC or Brown City. We'll find that out later tonight. But, Jonathan, what did you like about the Yale Bulldogs? Obviously, Jackson Kohler lit it up here. I mean, he was the answer, but they shared the ball.
Yeah, what I like is these other guys stepped up. You know, you put, I believe, it was six guys in the scorer's book not named Jackson Kohler. And that was really the big question, because in those two losses at the end of the season, those guys were nowhere to be found. It was Jackson Kohler, Jackson Kohler, Jackson Kohler, sprinkling Ryan Fisher. With Tyler Debs and Andrew Hubbard both score 8 points apiece, this Yale team becomes very, very difficult to beat, because then you just can't leave them alone. But what I like, what I would like to see now for Yale to take that next step, now that they got these guys scoring 6, 8 points, somebody else to come in and knock down a couple threes. Hoyce Cole's done it a couple times. Like to see him get either a little more playing time, be a little more consistent, maybe shooting the ball. Really help Jackson Kohler not be the only threat from outside for Yale, and that would make them a very difficult team, because their game Friday night between the winner of these two teams is going to be a much, much more difficult game than what they had tonight.
You know, it was such a treat also with his play here, Jeremy. We got to see a slam dunk by Jackson Kohler tonight. Yes. Also.
Yes, you wouldn't think somebody with his stature can get up and get that rim, but he threw it down with some authority on that one tonight.
So that was a nice win for the Yale Bulldogs. They punched their ticket to the district championship game. Now they want revenge against our game here tonight. I guess our second game of the night in this District 64 semifinional. The Crosby Lexington Pioneers facing off against the Emily City Spartans. I talked about it in the pregame. Man, Crosby Lexington, 7 straight wins. They opened a slight door when they beat Yale that we had covered back on Valentine's night. Jonathan, a 42-40 win. They beat Emily City also in overtime, so they split with both these teams in the regular season.
This Croswell Pioneer team, I think, is peaking at the right time here, and that's all you can ask for as a coach. Going into tournament time, your team playing the best basketball of the season.
And getting Cody Mativier back also come Valentine's night there, Jonathan, was a key for Cross Lexington as well.
That's a big bonus for Cross Lex, because it gives him a true score in the post. You know, he's not the biggest kid, but he's got a plethora of moves. He is very athletic. He's bouncy. So he can be a mismatch for a couple different people. And he's got the ability to stretch the floor a little bit and really drive by with his athleticism. So if you do put a bigger, slower guy on him, he's just going to take him out, go around him. You put a smaller guy on him, he's going to take him in the post. He's really the X factor for this Pioneer team, because we know what they have. They have a ton of guard play. So it's what Mativier can provide out of the post for them that really makes them a dangerous team.
All right. Jeremy Burgess has the starting lineup, so let's get that in. Jeremy, what do you got?
Okay, for the visiting, I think the Emily City Spartans will be visiting on the scoreboard. It will be starting number 10, Sam Edson. Number 11, Matt Evans. Number 23, Landon Jones. Number 24, Isaac Sommer. And number 33, Xander Nash. And for the Croslex Pioneers, number 1, Cameron Saunders. Number 3, Nolan Campbell. Number 5, Cody Mativier. Number 21, Shane Slanik. And number 23, Max Knoll.
Yeah, well, I know the Reese or even Max like to shoot from the perimeter, three-point shots. We saw that against Yale for Crosswell Lexington from the outside, kind of quiet in the second half, but the other players picked it up in the second half as well.
Yeah, the Knoll boys are the snipers for Crosswell Lex. They like to sit out that three-point line, knock them down. The guards between Nolan Campbell and Cam Saunders do an excellent job of getting to the basket. It's going to come down to those two. One of them is going to have a big night, because they kind of complement each other very nice. So whether it's Campbell or Saunders, one of those is going to have to be around that 15-point mark. I expect Max Knoll to have a big shooting night from the outside. If Reese Knoll can come in off the bench, knock down a couple threes, that would be huge for Cross Lex. And, of course, Cody Mativier, what is he going to do against the 6'7" Xander Nash or the 6'6" Jalen Gunther coming off the bench? He's just a freshman, because Emily City's got some size. Like we said, Mativier is a little shorter, but he's athletic. But these big guys for Emily City are awfully athletic, so it's going to be a tough matchup for Mativier. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens with these guards for Croslex, who's going to step up for them.
I'm excited because I haven't seen Emily City yet this year. Back in my old Funchal Gator days, I'd see these guys a lot. It's been a long time since Emily City, if you heard the pregame, since they won a district championship game themselves, and it seems like Croswell Lexington has always been in the way since the year 2015 for Emily City.
And I think tonight the key to the game here is the first one to 50 is going to win the game.
Okay, yeah, this is what I was telling Jonathan in the first game that we here did. I wonder what how many points he's going to say. Who gets the what first?
It is going to be the first team to 50 points wins tonight. After looking at both of their scores throughout the year, they both average right at that 50-point mark. So it's going to be, I think you're going to see a lot of offense here tonight.
I think, Jonathan, you kind of alluded to around that point.
Yeah, right around, it seems like basketball nowadays, I think it's changed in the last 15, 20 years. It's about who can get to 50 first and play really good defense. 20 years ago, it was score, 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 score. Now I think we're seeing this athleticism of these kids really blossom and turn into good defenders. The old-timers say, well, these kids can't shoot like we did. Well, I think it's a little bit harder than that. I think these kids are playing much better defense, and you're seeing a lot of different defenses really. And I think the game's gotten a lot more physical.
And a lot faster.
I think it is a lot faster in the paced games. And you can't just cross half court and shoot.
No.
All right, we're going to get ready here for the national anthem. We'll actually let the same national anthem come through.
Welcome back to the game here as they are starting the starting lineups. I think tonight's keys to the game are going to be the first team to 50 wins and whichever team starts out fast here tonight.
I had it on mute there. I was a little stuck there. We're going to get ready for tip-off. They start the starting lineups. We're going to try to get some scores from the first semifinal games that Jonathan's going to try to hunt down, maybe, if he can track those down also. As well, we know Sandusky won. They're moving on to the district championship game. Got another one.
Millington beat Vassar 72-56. Kingston beat Mayville 56-24. I know Ubley won earlier. Looking for a couple more.
Harbor Beach, they get their win.
That was a close game. Yeah. I'm trying to find the score. That was like a three-point game in the third at one point. Let me see if I can find that one. I have not seen a final score for that one yet.
All right, when we come back.
There it is, 56-49, Harbor Beach defeats Cass City.
That was a tough game for them. Cass City played them tough there, but like you said, when it comes to playoff time, things change a little bit.
Yes, they do.
So, all right, we'll get ready for our second district semifinal game here at Croswell Lexington High School. Croswell on their home court taking on the Emily City Spartans when we come back here on WBGV 92.5 FM.
Auto Owners Insurance and the Liebler Agency are a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Liebler Insurance is proud to support the academic and athletic accomplishments of our area students. Depend on the Liebler Agency, serving you with 5 locations in Brown City, North Branch, Marlette, Yale, and Emily City. Liebler Insurance. Great service, great rates.
Welcome back. Jump ball about to be made between these two teams across the Lexington Pioneers against the Emily City Spartans. Xander Nash is going to be key here for the Emily City Spartans. Man, he's tall too. He's 6'7", the senior here for Emily City Spartans. Jump ball is made, won by the Crosville Lexington Pioneers. Top player for Crosville Lexington. We have a variety of them, but Nolan Campbell's really stepped it up here for the Pioneers throughout the season.
Yeah, seniors really blossomed as the season's gone on, turned into their number one option.
All right, Pioneers with possession, taking a three-point shot. Saunders from the left wing, no good. Xander Nash brings down the rebound for the Emily City Spartans. We start off this first quarter. He'll go down the left lane, pitches it out.
For a guy 6'7", he loves to stand at the three-point line.
Landon Jones looking at longtime head coach here for the Spartans. Don Gauthier for the play to be set up. Be number 10 at the point. Sam Edson over to number 11 to the right corner, Matt Evans.
This is where things get interesting. What bodies are going to throw at Nash when he goes into the post? Mativier is a true post defender. But they don't have much for height besides Max Noel being probably about 6'2".
We already have a foul.
The first foul on the Croswell Pioneers, Max Noel. His first team first here in the first quarter.
Inbounds pass from Nash up top to Evans. Swings over to number 10, Edson, to the left corner. The number 24, Isaac Sumner. Sumner. Back with it again.
This is what Croslex prides himself on. Defense here at the end of the year has been their go-to thing, and they are hounding Emily City right now, not allowing them to get in the paint.
Summer driving to the paint and disrupted with the steal. It was flicked away by number 21, Shane Slanik, and Croswell Pioneers will pick up the ball off the defense and back on offense.
The Emily City Spartans here coming out a 2-3 zone. Using their length here against the Croswell Pioneer offense.
Cam Saunders pass over number 23, Max Noel. Saunders drives to the basket, can't knock it in. It's still 0-0, rebounded by Emily City. It's number 23 with the rebound, Brady Detwiller. Goes up for a shot with Sumner.
That was Evans that tried the three ball off the mark there. Both teams settling early from outside and not knocking them down.
I think Sumner's trying to get the putback, but a three-point shot, good! By number 23, Max Noel, from the right corner. First points made. Croswell Lexington takes the lead 3-0 at the six-minute mark.
A lot of nerves here to start the game. Everybody wants to try to see that ball go through the hoop. Maybe this will loosen up that Pioneer offense.
Well, Max Noel's a sharp shooter from the corner, and he knocked it down to open the game. That's nice to see.
Missed shot from the right corner by Emily City for a three. Landon Jones rebounded by Croswell Lexington.
Get the ball back in his hands.
Oh, back-to-back threes for number 23, Max Noel from the left wing. 6-0, 5.5 to go.
Only 27 seconds between them.
Looks like Max, he's going to try to shoot that ball, shoot that the Emily City right out of that zone.
And Emily City on offense with the dribble, number 10, Sam
Great
Edson.
Defense there by Campbell, not letting him get to his right hand.
Over to the left corner for three. Hits the rim, no good. Put back, though, by Xander Nash. And that's where he's got to be, at the right low block. He gets the put back after the missed shot by Sam Edson. It's 6-2. Down to a four-point lead for Croswell Lexington. For the three for the top of the point, no good. By number three, Nolan Campbell. Whistle is called underneath.
We're going to have a foul on number 21, Shane Slanik.
That's an ill-advised shot by Nolan Campbell. Max Noel has just hit back-to-back threes, and you come down one dribble, shoot a three from the top of the key. Get that ball to the sophomore. Let him have at it, because he's just hit two in a row.
Yes, let him at least have a touch there.
Absolutely.
Check that. That foul was on number one, Cam Saunders, his second.
I'm pretty sure that's supposed to be on Slanik.
Missed shot there by Emily City from the left. Short corner, because rebounded by Croswell.
That would also only be Saunders first.
Okay.
Over to the left corner. Croswell Lexington with it. Number four receiving at the left low block to Saunders at the top of the point now. They lead 6-2.
You would think with Reese Knowles' build, you would love him down low because he's a big guy with those shoulders, but he likes to stand out at the three-point line and jack threes because he's a good shooter.
Max Snow takes a three shot from the left corner. No good. Rebounded by Sommer.
Stepped in there and knocked out of bounds by number 23, Max Knoll, for the Pioneers.
Coach Campbell having a discussion with some of his players on the bench there. Still having a heated discussion.
And it looks like for the Emily City Spartans, it's whoever grabs the defensive rebound is looking to push the ball right up the court. They're not looking to get it out and go. They're just grabbing it and going themselves.
Xander Nass attacking the glass. Left side. Makes it for two. 6-4. 3:53 in the first quarter. Causal Lexington hanging on to a two-point lead. They have possession on offense, moving from left to right in the radio dial and web stream.
Going to be a block on the floor on the Spartans. The foul is on number 10, Sam Etzen. His first, team first, here in the first quarter.
6-4 is a score, non-shooting foul. Nolan Campbell to throw it in from the right, a left side of the glass from the baseline. Got to get it in. Had a second left, and he throws it in.
Pass.
Almost taken away by Emily City. Cam Saunders with a floater for two, and it drops in. As Nolan Campbell's waiting for it to maybe slam it back in, but he makes it for two. Saunders, 8-4 lead. Three-point shot by Emily City. Miss.
Great box out there by Campbell on Nash.
Jack Ziegler with a three-point attempt. For left corner miss.
We got an offensive foul. Campbell stuck out the line to try to keep Nash off of him.
That is the third foul on the Pioneers here in this first quarter. That is Campbell's first foul.
3:25 to go. 8-4 in the first quarter. Crosby Lexington Pioneers leading the Emily City Spartans 8-4.
Hopefully that doesn't come back to haunt them on a foul 60 foot from the basket when there was nobody around it. No need for that foul there.
Underneath, back up top to Xander Nass. Xander Nass down the left lane. He is double-teamed. Air pass. Actually knocked out of bounce, I believe, by Crosby Lexington.
Yeah, it looked like it was last touched by the Pioneers.
And it'll be Landon Jones to throw it in for the right sideline. Inbounds to number 11, Matt Evans. To Sam Edson. Back to Xander Nass. To Evans, to number 10. Oh, misses the layup attempt by Sam Edson, but I think it was the Crosby defense.
He gave that ball fake when he didn't need to, and I think he threw off his timing.
Cam Saunders for three. Yes! From the left corner. 11-4. Timeout call by Emily City. 2:45 to go.
Jeremy,
7-point lead.
You said who's going to get out to a fast start. It's the Pioneers.
We'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5, 11-4. Pioneers leading the Spartans.
Did you know that Jeff's Marketplace in Lexington and Croswell has the highest quality meats and produce around? They're proud to offer you the most competitive prices on groceries, along with local friendly faces that serve you with a smile 7 days a week. A Jeff shopper is a happy shopper. Shop Jeff's Marketplace in Croswell and Lexington for all your grocery needs.
Hi, this is Jeff. I'd like to congratulate the Pioneers and their victories. We support Cause Lex. We support our community.
All right. Timeout called as Emily City Spartans taking advantage of this vanilla ice song, trying to ice the shooting across the Lexington Pioneers. 2:45 to go in the first quarter. 11-4 is the lead for the Pioneers against the Spartans. B Spartan ball on the inbounds pass for the far side. No pressure here by the Pioneers. They're still sticking to that 2-3 zone defense, which has been very effective in the last seven games for them.
Yeah, because they've done a good job of locating the shooters and not letting whoever the number one guy is really get going, because they're also throwing a bunch of different looks because they come out man one possession, zone another possession.
Almost got that one stolen.
And they're being the more physical team, too, doing it.
And you can tell that the Emily City team does not like the physical play here.
Yeah, Nash.
They are the finesse team.
Xander Nash is not liking Makoti TV or bumping him the entire time down low up in his face and not letting him touch the ball.
And a three-point shot attempt there by Landon Jones. He misses that one for the left corner. Rebounded by the Pioneers. Number 25 with a dribble in the game here. Alexander Levitt,
this
the junior.
Kid that's come off the bench and played some quality minutes for Cross Lex.
and has really come on strong as the season's gone on.
Driving the basket. Max Snow for two after Sunnis Mata got in the way of a travel there, I think.
He got away with a double, but there should have been a foul called also, so I think the official just let them both go.
1:35 to go, 13-4 now. The lead by 9 for the Cross Lexington Pioneers against the Spartans.
Cross Lex switching up defenses again on the Emily City Spartans at number 33. Xander Nash with the three-point shot.
That one was a smooth for the 6'7 player there from the left wing.
He's got all 7 for Emily City already.
Short jumper in the paint by Saunders misses. Landon Jones with a rebound looking ahead and just too far ahead with a pass for number 10, Sam Edson, and he throws it back from potentially out of bounds, and Pioneers come up with it.
Yeah, Edson just had nothing he could do with the ball.
Saunders going for another three-point attempt, no good. And rebounded defensively by Xander Nash. Down to 45 seconds left in the first quarter. 13-7, Pioneers lead Spartans. Jones over the left corner to Evans for three. Does not go in. Loose ball.
Great job by Noel tracking that down.
Yep. That's Reese Noel. Reese and Max are on the floor, right? Yep, together. Yeah.
Coach Campbell's yelling for one shot here. Let's get into our set here and look for the best shot we can here with 22 seconds and counting.
And if I'm Cross Lex, I'm getting the ball in the hands of Max Noel so he can shoot a three.
Yes.
There he is with it. Max Noel with it. 15 seconds to go. Up top to Reese. Ball's knocked loose. He'll save it. 10 seconds to go. Cam Saunders with it.
Here you go. Maybe run a little pick and roll with Saunders.
Levitt with it. Max Noel for three inside. Noel for two.
That's a good look.
And that goes empty, but it's 13-7, the lead for the Cross Lexington Pioneers, leading the MLS City Spartans 13-7 at the end of the first quarter. We'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5.
It is cold outside, but the deals inside are really hot. It's Winterfest at a Graf dealership near you.
Get a new Chevrolet Silverado for just $238 a month, a new Chevrolet Equinox for $290 a month, or drive off a new Chevrolet Trailblazer for just $370 a month. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for complete payment details.
The coldest time of the year is the hottest time to get your new car or truck during Winterfest at a Graf dealership near you.
Let's go inside.
I agree.
All right, welcome back. Between quarters here, Miley Cyrus.
They got the jams playing in here tonight.
It's one of Jonathan Bish's favorite songs from Miley Cyrus, and he's happy because he's got a pink Starburst here on the table.
It's my thing.
Gas was $2.55. I was in line for about 10 minutes waiting for this old guy to fill up all 500 gas cans in pack. 13-7 at the end of the first quarter. Pioneers lead.
Start the second half here, or second quarter. Number 11, Evans has the ball up top for the Spartans. Looks to pass into the corner to Siegler. Siegler drives, passes it off. Number 24, Sumner. Back to Siegler. Over to Nash at the top. Nash backs it out. Passes into the corner to number 11.
Offensive foul
on number 11. Matt Evans there.
Yeah, Alexander Levitt might have sold it a little bit, but it definitely was as the arm bar was out there for him. And just, yeah, he got caught right in front of the official with the arm bar.
Great defense by the Pioneers there coming out of the quarter break.
Eddie, I just received a text message saying Miley Cyrus is your fantasy girl.
Who's?
Noel comes out of
yours.
It. Shoots a three and misses. Rebound by the Spartans.
It's a little dirty, but she is old enough now, so... We'll leave it at that. This is school. This is high school sports. So,
Evans for three for the Spartans. No good. Tipped out of bounds. Pioneer ball.
Yeah, I think Emily City is settling a little too much for these threes. They've only hit one so far, and it's been Nash. I think they need to get the ball a little more inside their guards. You're not hitting the shots.
No.
You know, Evans has not hit one. Edson's not hit one. They're trying it. Start driving, attacking the ball. Attacking that basket. See if you can't get a couple layups. Maybe get to the free throw line. See the ball go through the hoop that way. Right now, Xander Nash has been their only offense.
Pass underneath. Out in the corner to Saunders for three. It is good for the Pioneers.
That's going to make it 16-7 at the 6:48 mark in the second quarter, first half.
Yeah, and if Cam Saunders is going to do that, Emily City's in for a long night.
Nash with the ball in the corner, dribbles it up to the point for the Spartans.
as him and Max Noll have all 16, and they both have 8 for the Pioneers.
Ball back up to Evans at the top for the Spartans. Back over to Nash.
This is a matchup you want if you're Emily City, Nash working against Campbell, but Nash has got to get in the post.
Over to Jones, back up on top to Evans.
And you see how quick cross Lex switched Slanik on Nash there?
Yes.
As soon as he gave up the ball, Slanik came to guard Nash to get a little more height and size on him.
Ball in the corner to Nash, back up top to Jones. Jones dribbles the ball, passes it up to Evans. Evans in the corner to number
great 24. Great defense by Levitt. Great defense by Alexander Levitt there.
With the steal, he dribbles into the front court. Pass over to Matt Cameron Saunders. Three-point up, no good. Gets his own rebound, puts it back up, and good.
Cameron Saunders not giving up on it.
Making it 18-7 now. 5:36 to go here in the second quarter.
Nash with the ball, drives inside.
Oh.
Count that basket and a foul. Great drive by Nash from the point there.
A little slow to get up there as he had to hit the ground pretty hard after the contact. He'll go to the line for a three-point play. We'll see what the foul's on. I didn't catch a number from the official.
Gather a three-possession lead here for Crosby Lexington, 18-9. Pioneers leading the Spartans, but Nash is going to the free throw line.
The foul is on Slanik, his second.
Nash has got all 9 for the Spartans.
Free throw up and good by Nash, making the score 18-10. Pioneers on top with 5:30 left in the second quarter. Noll over to Saunders. Saunders drives the ball.
Oh, nice tuck.
And good.
He just powered his way there through 3 defenders. Yes. It just went right to the basket left side for that 2 points. 20-10, 10-point lead for the Pioneers. Saunders making that last shot.
Great ball control and body control for that layup.
For a guy that's not very big, he is tough around the basket.
Carry that basketball like a football, like a running back.
You would think he was a running back.
Emily City for possession, Nash up top. He'll move to the left lane, pitches it out to the left corner for 3. No good. But number 23, he'll get the putback. Shot is called.
Oh, he stepped out of bounds.
Oh, Landon Jones.
He did a great job following his shot there, just lost a little court awareness on the rebound.
4:45 to go, 20-10, 10-point lead for Crosby Lexington.
Pioneers bring the ball up the court. Number 25 and Alexander Levitt into the corner to Cam Saunders. Across the court to Reese, to Nolan Campbell. Campbell picks the ball up, passes it over in the corner to Saunders.
This is an interesting matchup. Nash has got about 8 inches on Saunders. He tries to
Saunders
stay in front
drives of him. To the lane. Off his knee.
Yep, right call.
Spartan basketball here under the basket.
He saw the mismatch. He was trying to get past Nash. He did, but Nash's length was still affecting him as he tried to bring the ball up. He kicked it out.
You don't think he's got a foot on him?
at least.
He at least 8 or 10 inches. That's okay. For sure.
He's 6'7", so he's definitely over over me.
Are you counting Cam Saunders' afro or not?
Okay. For 3, right wing missed by number 1, Jack Siegler.
Once again, the 3 ball is not falling for Emily City. They got to attack the basket. That's on those guards. They got to attack the basket. You can't rely on Xander Nash.
And what they're doing here is the first person to touch the ball is putting the ball up. They can get that same shot 3-4 dribbles into it, and 3-4 passes into this game.
Emily City ball still in the paint.
Great defense by Nolan Campbell. Saw that Xander Nash exposed that ball in the dribble, put his hand right on it to call it the tie up.
3:45 to go, 20-10. No one scored here in a minute or so.
Last bucket was by Cam Saunders at the 5:14 mark in the second quarter. He's got all 7 in the second for the Pioneers, while Xander Nash has got all 10 for the Spartans.
Timeout called. 3:45 to go. Pioneers lead the Spartans 20-10. We'll be right back here in WBGV 92.5.
Kick those winter blues with a powerful connection from AVS Broadband. Being stuck indoors no longer means feeling bored and alone. With AVS Broadband as your internet provider, you get greater capability for all you do online. Whether you're video chatting, gaming, working, streaming, or learning, AVS Broadband offers flexibility with plans tailored to every lifestyle. Why compromise when you can have it all? Backed by the added convenience of local, friendly customer support. If you're currently a Thumb Cellular customer, sign up for AVS Broadband and save 5% on both with our partner services discount. Now's the time to stay connected with greater capability, more flexibility, and the convenience of local support. Choose AVS Broadband. See what plans are available to you at avsbroadband.com/internet or by calling our sales team at 888-282-4932. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back here on WBGV 92.5. Come out, timeout. Pioneers with possession. 3.5 to go here in the first half.
This is a mismatch. Got to go to work here.
Oh. 20-10. Pioneers leading Spartans. The ball will go over to Nolan Campbell from
Reese. Nolan's got a mismatch. He's got to want that ball in the post, and he's got to go up with the much smaller Jack Siegler on
M25.
Nolan Campbell hands it off to Saunders. Max go with it now at the right wing. Saunders up top to the left side. Nolan Campbell pointing direction with the ball. Saunders for three from the top of the point. No good. And rebounded by number 10 for Emily City. That's Sam Edson.
Great ball from the 5 Pioneers. Didn't get the shot at the ball, but I like the ball.
It's 2:45 to go. 20-10 is your score. Pioneers with it. Landon Jones with it. From the left low block, he holds up. Being defended well by Carl's election. Xander Dash from the right corner. Drives in.
Guarantee their propane prices for
looks like a whistle's called on.
Get out of bounds. It'll be free safety Spartan basketball.
Plus keep full and budget.
Campbell with a great defense there to keep him in front of
him. Here's the tip for you. Yep. If the hand is open, it's not a foul. If it's a fist, it's a foul.
It's propane for your home.
When the official goes up with the hand, is this something you learned this year or last year? No, it's always been. I just wondered, you know, in the handbook it is.
Yeah, it's in the handbook. But that's the biggest tip for you. So like, it's not a foul on somebody if it's an open hand.
Down shot for two in front of the basket by
Matt Evans for the Spartans there.
He's the first person to score that's not named Xander Mann.
That's the first point scored since the 5:14 mark.
You are correct.
20-12.
Kick ball on the Spartans here. Pioneers will retain possession under their own basket. Max Knoll takes the ball out of bounds here for the Pioneers. Ball inbounded. Up top to number 3, Nolan Campbell. Back in the corner to Max Knoll. Good for 3.
Automatic. Making it 23-12. It's been a while since Crosby Lexington themselves scored, but they get that.
Yeah, just over 3 minutes there.
Jones on the top with the ball for the Spartans. Passes it over to number 11, Matt Evans. Evans back over to Siegler. Siegler in the corner to Jones.
Oh, jumped it like a DB. Apologies for those commercials running. We just stopped it, so sorry about that.
Thank you, Mike Gallagher.
He was listening right away, so good. I hope they weren't playing that long. Okay.
Loose ball. Gotta get on the floor. Get on the floor, people.
Battle for the
jump ball.
Jump ball there, yeah.
It will be Spartan basketball
here.
When
that ball's loose on the floor, man, you gotta hit the deck and get it.
Those 50-50 balls here in postseason play are huge.
They're amplified.
Those possessions that you get out of that are huge here in district play.
And that's how you earn more playing time with a coach, too. When you're the first person to hit the deck, even if you don't get it, you're hitting the deck, you're tapping it forward or something, tying somebody up. That is just, I mean, it's brownie points.
So 1:20 to go here, 23-12. Pioneers leading Spartans in district play for 3. Swish!
Siegler for the 3 for the Spartans.
23-15, 1:10 to go here in the first half.
Back-to-back buckets by Emily City by players not named Xander Nash.
About a minute left here. Pioneers go up for a shot. Missed by Nolan Campbell. Whistle is called after that play.
That's a dumb foul on Cross Lexus Cam Saunders right there.
Cody McTevier in the game right now.
You're 75 feet away from the basket. No need to reach in there.
No.
Luckily, it's just his first and only the team's second foul.
So it looks like Nolan Campbell comes out. number 30 comes in.
But the Pioneers have got great bench production out of number 25, Alexander Levitt, here in this first half.
Yeah, he hasn't scored, but he's done a great job handling the ball, getting his offense situated, and he's played pretty good defense.
Down to 50 seconds left in the first half. 23-15, Crosville-Lexington leading Emily City. Edson up for a shot for two. No good for the left side. Rebounded by the Pioneers.
Great help defense by Corbin Allen. He just checked into the game there. He didn't block the shot, but he definitely forced Evans to alter it there. Excuse me, Edson that was.
And Levitt goes down the right lane, and Reese Snow was looking for him from the right corner. He goes out of bounds.
Might have forced that one a little too much there, as his player was already headed towards the out-of-bounds line.
23-15, down to 25 seconds left here in the second quarter, first half. Pioneers leading the Spartans. Emily City with the ball. Up for a layup for two! Nice alley-oop layup there by number 11 for two. The right side of the glass for Emily City. 23-17 for three! Can he get it? Max Snow, no good. Rebounded by number 11.
For a shot.
Down to 3 seconds. Xander Nash for a long NBA range for three. Hits the rim, no good. And that's 23-17 at the end of the half. Matt Evans, by the way, made that last shot for Emily City. It's 23-17, the Pioneers leading the Spartans at the half in this District 64 semifinal Division 2. The winner will take on the Yale Bulldogs District Championship game. That will be on Thumbchoker Sports at thumbchoker.com and will be simulcast on WTGV Friday night. We'll be right back. Halftime stat report coming your way.
This is Katie. Todd Insurance Agency and Auto Owners Insurance would like to wish the Croslex Pioneers the best of luck in the game. While you are prepping for the big game, it's important to know that we have your back because every policy comes with a local agent, a real person who lives right in our community who you can rely on to help keep you covered no matter what. Whether you are traveling to an away game or listening from home, rest assured that Todd Insurance Agency and Auto Owners Insurance has your back. We'll work with you to ensure your home, auto, business, and life. Everything you value is safe, sound, and secure. It's a winning combination. Todd Insurance Agency and Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Call us at Todd Insurance Agency in Croswell at 810-679-3371 or visit us online at toddinsurance.net. Best of luck, Croslex Pioneers in the game.
At Tri-County Equipment, it's time to think spring. Think lawn and garden equipment. Think savings on John Deere mowers and lawn and garden tractors during the spring warehouse sale. Buy the X370 42-inch Select Series lawn tractor for $5,099 or the X380 54-inch Select Series lawn tractor, $5,899. You can also get a free top cart with a purchase of selected mowers, and special financing is available. Tri-County Equipment also has John Deere commercial-grade mowers, the Z930M 60-inch Z-Track zero-turn mower was $15,404. Buy now for $13,699. You also get a deferred warranty when you buy now and mow later during the spring warehouse sale, now through March 3rd, at Tri-County Equipment. Locations in Sandusky, Marlette, Carroll, Bad Axe, Lapeer, Burton, Fenton, Birch Run, Reese, Saginaw, and Auburn Hills. Or online at TriCountyEquipment.com.
Tri-County. Get more for your money with More Motors of Cairo. Hi, this is Denny King, the King of Cars. The temperatures have dropped and so have our prices. We have a wide selection of brand new SUVs from Ford, Jeep, Chrysler that are all under $40,000. And we're not talking base models. Get a 25 Ford Escape Platinum with up to $5,000 off sticker, 24 Ford Bronco Big Bend or Outer Banks, 25 Jeep Compass Limited, all under $40,000. Up to $7,000 off sticker on brand new 25 Ford F-150s and a selection of Jeep Wranglers, all for less than $50,000. The best part? Unlike other dealers, we take pride in transparency, fair deals, and realistic trade offers. There's plenty of dealers out there that will say anything just to get people in the door. I've been in the business for 30 years, and I became known as the King of Cars by taking care of my customers. So come see me, Denny, the King of Cars, or any of our staff at More Motors of Carroll. Be treated fairly and enjoy a stress-free car buying experience. Come see why your friends and neighbors have been driving to Carroll for 60 years, or check us out on the web at themoreautogroup.com.
Did you know that Jeff's Marketplace in Lexington and Croswell has the highest quality meats and produce around? They're proud to offer you the most competitive prices on groceries, along with local friendly faces that serve you with a smile 7 days a week. A Jeff shopper is a happy shopper. Shop Jeff's Marketplace in Croswell and Lexington for all your grocery needs.
Hi, this is Jeff. I'd like to congratulate the Pioneers and their victories. We support CosLex. We support our community.
Exciting news for our community. Mackenzie Health System is expanding surgical care with the addition of Dr. Lindsay Rick to Mackenzie General Surgery in Sandusky. Dr. Rick brings extensive experience in general surgery, trauma, and acute care, ensuring you have access to high-quality surgical services right here at home. Whether it's a routine procedure, emergency surgery, or complex care, Dr. Rick and Dr. Zarish Khan are committed to delivering expert, compassionate treatment with the latest techniques and a personal touch. These services include colonoscopies, EGDSs, cysts and lesion removal, gallbladder and appendix surgery, and hernia repair, all performed with a focus on patient comfort and safety. With a dedicated team and a patient-first approach, Mackenzie Health System continues to provide exceptional health care because your health is our priority. To learn more about our surgical services or to schedule a consultation, visit mackenziehealth.org or call 810-648-0565 today.
The broadcast of tonight's game is a copyrighted presentation of the Michigan High School Athletic Association and Sanac Broadcasting, WBGV 92.5 FM. No reproduction, retransmission, or other distribution of the descriptions or accounts of this game may take place without the express written consent of the MHSAA and Sanac Broadcasting, WBGV 92.5 FM.
Welcome back to your halftime report. At the half, it's the Croswell-Lexington Pioneers leading the Emily City Spartans 23-17 at the half in this district semifinal, District 64, here at Croswell-Lexington High School. The winner will take on the Yale Bulldogs in the district championship game. Here is your halftime stat report brought to you by Nutrien Ag. Jonathan Bishop is going to do this one.
We'll start with the Emily City Spartans. They're down 23-17.
It was a tough first quarter for the Spartans, as it was only the Xander Nash show in the first quarter for the Spartans, as he scored all seven of their points in a variety of ways. He got two layups and hit a three ball to give them seven, as they trailed 13-7 after the first quarter. In the second quarter, a couple other fellas decided to join the party for the Spartans, as Zach Siegler got in with a three ball and Matt Evans added in two layups to help the Spartans score 10 points in the second quarter, as Xander Nash added three more points. He leads all Spartans with 10 points, Matt Evans with four, Jack Siegler with three. For the Pioneers, it's been a two-man wrecking crew for CrossLex. The duo of Cam Saunders and Max Knoll have scored all 23 points for the Pioneers. Saunders has got 12, Knoll's got 11, and they both have hit, Saunders has hit two threes, Knoll's hit three threes, and that's the difference in the game. Those two have lit it up from outside.
What do you like about this game, Jeremy?
Right now, there's been only one free throw shot by either team.
Mm-hmm. It's they're letting them play.
Yes, they're letting them play, and that shows that they're playing out. They're playing outside in. They're not looking for that inside contact. So I think the free throw line is going to be huge here in the second half. Whatever team wins the free throw battle is normally the team that has the upper hand advantage.
I think that outside in favors CrossLex too, because they are the much smaller team. If Emily City wanted to, with Xander Nash at 6'7", Landon Jones at 6'4", Matt Evans at 6'4", these guys are listed as guards. Most of the time, those are post players. They could go inside and post up the much smaller Pioneers, but they're not. And I expect that to change in the second half because the three ball's not falling for the Spartans. So I expect them maybe to pound it in, try to get CrossLex in some foul trouble. But CrossLex has also missed a couple opportunities to get the ball inside when Reese Knowles got the much smaller Jack Siegler on him. They got to get the ball inside. They got to take advantage of that. They got to keep working the glass, too. Keep boxing out Emily City. Can't allow second-chance opportunities, but I think they've done an excellent job at it the first half.
All right. At the end of the first quarter, it was Croswell-Lexington leading 13-7. They led 6-0 at the 5.5-minute mark in the first quarter as well. 13-7 at the end of the first quarter. Both teams exactly have scored 10 points apiece, so Croswell-Lexington holds that lead by 23-17 at the half. We'll come back for second half action. Croswell-Lexington Pioneers leading the MLC Spartans 23-17 here in this district semifinal, District 64 of the MHSAA High School Boys Basketball Playoffs. We'll be right back. Second half action.
Best wishes to the area teams and tournament competition from McDonald's of Sandusky and Croswell. Stop at McDonald's and enjoy a Shamrock Shake and a delicious fish sandwich. Order in the app and pick up at curbside for quick, convenient service, or have your order delivered to you with DoorDash. McDonald's of Sandusky and Croswell, proud to be one of this area's largest employers of Sanilac County high school students. Locally owned and operated for over 45 years.
At McDonald's, ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Auto Owners Insurance and a Liebler agency are a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Liebler Insurance is proud to support the academic and athletic accomplishments of our area students. Depend on the Liebler Agency, serving you with five locations in Brown City, North Branch, Marlette, Yale, and Emily City. Liebler Insurance, great service, great rates.
Tired of dealing with outdated devices? Make 2025 the year you upgrade to a better experience with the AVS Tech Team. It's time to refresh your tech and step into the future. Right now, when you buy a new PC from the AVS Tech Team, you get to choose your reward. Take 15% off the computer's price, or get a free on-site support visit to use in the future, or enjoy one free hour of labor for future tech needs. The choice is yours. Looking for something truly unique? Build your perfect match with a custom-built computer and take 20% off your purchase. And don't forget about your network. With our New Year New Network promo, you'll save 15% on select network equipment when you let the tech team handle the installation. Visit one of the AVS Tech Team's convenient locations in Pigeon or Sandusky, or call 888-282-4943 for more details. But hurry, these offers are only good through March 31st, 2025, so don't miss out. Terms and conditions apply. Let the AVS Tech Team refresh your tech today.
Welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM at the half. The Crosby, Lexington Pioneers leading the Emily City Spartans 23-17. Emily City's got to get something going, a little bit better scoring-wise. They missed a lot of shots, turned the ball over a few times as well. Crosby, Lexington, not much shooting there late in the
game. They went into a
stagnant.
Yes, yeah. Yes, and they weren't looking to attack as well as they were in that first 12 minutes of the game.
By the way, former district championship winner here, played for MSU, who's playing tonight right now, Matt Van Dyke here.
I should have updated him with the score.
On the bench right now.
I got it up right now.
He's one of the assistant coaches, former player here for Emily City Spartans. Played a great career at SC4, set him up for a walk-on at Michigan State. Did some practice here as a practice player, still part of the team, and got in with a scholarship full-blown and played some decent minutes. He started a couple games as well for MSU. Got to cut down the net as well.
Late in his career, he really blossomed.
For three, three-point attempt here by Xander Nash.
Oh, a foul on a three-point shot attempt.
Ooh, that's a no-no.
Oh, that is a foul on Nolan Campbell.
He's going to have to be careful, too, because he has not stopped talking since the whistle's blowing.
7:39 to go in the third quarter, 23-17. Could be the first point scored here.
That's two on Nolan also.
That will send Xander Nash to the line for three free throws. First one is up and good.
You mentioned the free throw line is going to be critical in this game in the second half, and right off the bat, 21 seconds in, Emily City shooting free throws. I did like that play by Crosley come out of halftime. Get Max Noel open look from three. He was hot in the first half. He connects.
Nash's second free throw is up and good. Yeah, you want to see if you can ignite that hot hand again in that second from that first half. Nash's third free throw is up and no good. Rebounded by Mativier for the Pioneers.
Oh, here comes Emily City. This is what I wanted to see from the Spartans. Their length, their speed, pressure them. See if you can't get Croslex rattled.
And Croswell Lexington will get open, but disrupted. You said that full court pressure. Able to get the throw over defensively for Emily City. They're down 23-19.
And it wasn't even the full court trap. It was the defensive rotation when they got back on defense that caused a little havoc.
Driving him to left wing over to Xander Nash. He'll try to pull something. He's double teamed, but he'll be fouled by Croswell Lexington.
That's going to be on Mativier. That's just his first, though.
That will send Nash to the line for two. Already, this will be shots four and five from the free throw line here in the second half, and we're only 49 seconds into this third quarter. Nash's first free throw is up and good.
Well, the Xander Nash show has continued here in the second half.
And I'm thinking that has to be one of the keys for the Pioneers, is we're going to let Xander Nash score what he can score, but we're going to shut down the rest of the team.
Misses that free throw for the second one. Made the first one, but down to a one-possession lead for the Pioneers. Whistle was called. Shot called off.
Going to be a blocking foul on the Spartans.
23-20. Crosby-Lexington hanging on to the three-point lead here in the third quarter. 7:06 to go.
The foul is on number 10, Sam Etzen. His second, team's first of the quarter.
Inbounds pass. Trying to pull stop for two. No good by Campbell. Rebounded by Emily City.
Emily City's right back into the game here. Only down three.
Have to come up with a big stop here.
Landon Jones is Xander Nash at the top of the point. Looking for someone to get open so he can get down and low. And he throws it off to Landon Jones. Landon Jones pitches over to the left corner. Driving to the basket.
That's going to be before the shot.
Driving to the basket was number 11.
And that's going to be on number three. Nolan Campbell, his third.
So here comes Alexander Levitt, and a junior. He's going to have to play some big minutes here in the second half now. He's going to be asked to run the show, maybe knock down a shot or two. This is going to be a big spot for Crosby-Lex now. How long does Coach Campbell go without his son, Nolan Campbell, on the floor?
Matt Evans is able to draw that foul. He'll get the ball right now with the dribble. The
great right defense by Mativier there.
Throws it over to number 10, Sam Etzen, to Landon Jones. At the left wing in three-point range to the left corner. Xander Nash, he'll move in, pitches it out to the left corner for three. He makes another one. He made one earlier in the first half. Number one, Jack Ziegler for three.
Timeout on the floor.
And he ties it up with that three-point shot. Pioneers call the timeout. 6:14 to go, 23-23 all tied up. We'll be right back here on WBGB.
All across the Thumb and Blue Water area, there's one propane supplier that's ready to serve you. It's Kohler Propane, with locations in Brown City, Memphis, and Bad Axe. Kohler Propane, where they strive to keep your fuel bill down and provide you with the best possible service. They guarantee their propane prices for one full year. There's free tank inspection and free safety inspection, plus keep full and budget plans are available. If you are not a current Kohler customer, now's the time to make the switch and call Kohler's. Whether it's propane for your home's heating system or for your farm or business, they're ready to serve you. Remember, Kohler's covers the entire Thumb and Blue Water area. For information, call toll-free 800-572-2191. That's 800-572-2191. Or visit getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Welcome back to WBGB 92.5 FM. Timeout called after. Boy, it's been all Emily City here in the third quarter. They have tied it up 23-23 after being down 23-17, making some free throws, and that last shot was a three-point shot by number one, Jack Ziegler, the guard, 5'9", senior for Emily City. 6:14 to go in the third.
Spartans here picking up full court defense here on the Pioneers, using their length and their speed here to trap.
Max Noll over to Levitt. Levitt to number 21.
That's how you break it. Oh, great recovery, though, by IC.
Back up top to Max Noll. Hands it off to Cam Saunders to the right corner, the number 21. Shane Slanik to Levitt, left side in three-point range of the wing. He'll dribble up top. Throws it over to Slanik. Slanik pitching it in to number 5.
Offensive foul.
Yeah, he fell back. Can't fall back into a player. He was off balance.
Now, I thought that was a little bit of a flop, if you ask me.
The foul is on number 5, Mativier. His second, team fourth already.
I would have liked to see a no call there. I thought, I just, my personal opinion now, we're on the other end of the court.
Yep.
There could have been more contact, but from my angle, it looked like there wasn't a lot of contact. Could have been a flop, but nonetheless, he's got a better view of it than we do, and it's a charge.
5:40 to go in the third quarter. 23-23 all tied up. Emily City has a chance to take the first lead of the game. They have possession.
But you look at it here. Croswell's already got four fouls in this quarter. And we've got five.
And there it is.
Xander Nash get the assist as he goes down the right lane for the glass for a layup, and he is fouled. Number 11 feeds in the ball. Matt Evans does Nash down the right lane for two, and Emily City takes the first lead, 25-23, three-point play attempt coming up.
That's three on Slanik, and anytime your arm is extended and a player hits the deck, you're going to get called for the push. Interesting move here. Campbell comes back into the game for Slanik, who's got three.
That puts Xander Nash at the line for a free throw. The free throw is up and good. Completes the old-fashioned three-point play for the Spartans. They take the lead, 25-23.
Should be 26.
26, yeah. That free throw, three-point play,
yep.
Big. And that's the first lead of the game. Good awareness, good feed, sharing the ball. They know who their top player is, but, you know, kind of like the first game. You're trying to share the ball and really just throw off the Pioneers.
Peyton Old, a sophomore, checked into the game for the first time.
Nolan Campbell with the ball down the right lane, up for a layup. High, he gets the glass. That one was high in the air, hits the back of the glass and drops in for two, 26-25.
That's a sky hook right there.
Yeah. They travel happy on Xander Nash. They got right up on him, and he sort of just took his time and, there it was.
The first jab was okay. It was the second jab when he went to drive.
And this three-quarter court press that the Spartans are putting on isn't looking for the turnover on the back or the front side. They're looking to speed him up on that backside and get the turnover on the other end of the court here.
Inbounds pass from the right sideline under 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter.
The only way that's successful, too, Jeremy, is if your defense hustles getting back once they break it. That backside defense has got to fly down there, and they've done it a couple times.
One-point lead here for Emily City, 26-25. Nolan Campbell, he's triple-teamed. He'll throw it up to Reese Snow for three from the top of the point. No good. Rebounded.
Tough to shoot over the length of Xander Nash there.
By Matt Evans for Emily City. Over to Landon Jones for two. Does not drop or roll in. Trying to save it from out of bounds was number 10, Sam Edson. And whose ball will it be? Will stay in Lee City.
Yeah, it was thrown off Saunders' legs. And the energy in the second half has been provided strictly by Emily City.
Yes.
And Kozlek needs to find a response here.
And Nash throws it in. He'll get it back.
Yeah, smart move by Campbell going straight up there.
He'll go for three. And a putback good by number 11, Matt Evans, after the missed shot by Sam Edson from the three-point range left side. Good putback for that second chance point. They take the lead by 3-28.
Remember how I said Kozlek did a good job on the glass in the first half? Emily City starting to abuse their size in the second half here on the offensive glass.
4-3.
What a response.
Max Snow with a three from the right corner to tie it up. 28-28, our second tie of the game.
That was a much needed and a big time shot by the sophomore.
Max Snow with that 3-point shot for the Pioneers. Tied up, our second tie of the game. Emily City with possession to try to take back the lead.
But the Emily City Spartans are doing something smart here on offense. They are looking to go right at Nolan Campbell, who's got three fouls.
And the surprise is guarding Nash, and then Nash just dribbles it off his foot.
And he loses the ball, and it goes to the Pioneers. He'll try to take back their lead they held from the end of the half and part of this third quarter. Nolan Campbell with the dribble, goes to the left side. Ooh, pick set there.
That's running into an offensive lineman there.
Over to Max Noah. Nice pick there by Reese Noah against Nash. Over to left corner for three.
Oh, a good look by the sophomore. Oh, here we go.
Max Noah around the rim for the right wing. No good. Loose ball. Last touch by Emily City. It'll be Pioneers ball still underneath your basket.
I like the sophomore, Peyton Old, shooting that from the corner, saying, I know I just checked into the game. I've had the ball a couple times. Emily City, you're not respecting me. I'm going to show you that I'm not afraid to shoot it. And then Reese Noel credit him getting the offense rebound, giving them another crack at it now.
28-28, 2:56 to go in the third quarter.
Got a 30-second timeout on the Pioneers here.
We'll be right back. 2:56 to go in the third quarter, 28 all between Emily City and Crosby Lexington here on WBGV 92.5. We'll be right back.
At Trey County Equipment, it's time to think spring. Think lawn and garden equipment. Think savings on John Deere mowers and lawn and garden tractors during the spring warehouse sale. Buy the X370 42-inch Select Series lawn tractor for $5,099. or the X380 54-inch Select Series lawn tractor, $58.99. You can also get a free top cart with a purchase of selected mowers, and special financing is available. Tri-County equipment also has John Deere commercial-grade mowers, the Z930M 60-inch Z-Track zero-turn mower was $15,404. Buy now for $13,699. You also get a deferred warranty when you buy now and mow later during the spring warehouse sale, now through March 3rd, at Tri-County Equipment. Locations in Sandusky, Marlette, Carroll, Bad Axe, Lapeer, Burton, Fenton, Birch Run, Reese, Saginaw, and Auburn Hills. Or online at TriCountyEquipment.com. Tri-County.
That's a flop. Coming out of the timeout. Lays it in for two, number five. Cody Mativier takes the lead for the Cross Electing the Pioneers 30-28. A flop of what?
That should have been a flop.
Got away with a second one. Up for a jump shot from the high post. No good.
I can understand not giving a flop warning on the first one. That one was 100% flop warning worthy.
Missed shot by Landon Jones of the Spartans. So 2:15 to go in the third. Levitt with it to the left corner, the number four for Cross Alexis and Reese Snow.
This is a nice response by Cross Alexis after Emily City went on that huge run to open the second half. They have come back.
Saunders for three, hits the rim, no good. Put back a tip, a block. Or was it a foul?
It's a foul.
Going to send Reese Knoll to the line.
I think he got all ball up top, but I think there was a little too much body coming from behind him because Knoll all of a sudden jerked forward.
1:59 to go.
The foul is on Matt Evans, his second, team second of the third quarter here.
30-28, point out, already five fouls in this quarter for Croswell Lexington.
The first shot up and good for Knoll.
Croslex starting to balance the scoring a little bit. Campbell, Reese Knoll, Mativier have all scored in the third along with Max Knoll compared to the first half where it was just Saunders and Max Knoll scoring.
Second free throw attempt here for Reese Snow.
Up and good. Makes the score Pioneers 32, Spartans 28 with a minute 59 left in the third quarter.
Creates a two-possession lead, making those free throws. 32-28 in the third quarter.
My Michigan State Spartans are tied at 39.
Oh, boy. They're in first place, a half-game lead right now, right? No, wait. Yeah. Tied up now. Michigan won against Nebraska.
A travel on Jones for the Spartans.
Unforced errors have been Emily City's Achilles heel tonight. That's about the second or third one.
It's an excellent job of Croslex coming out here, withstanding that first punch right off the bat of that third quarter and responding here to gain back that lead.
Yeah,
gain back
the momentum. They're resilient. They don't have that star power that they had a few years ago, but they are five blue-collar guys.
Mativier takes a jump shot from the left.
Oh, what a steal by Slanik.
The Slanik over to Max. No, reverse layup for two. Good. After Slanik gets a steal, feeds it to Max. No, reverse layup to the right side of the glass for two, extending the lead 34-28.
Beautiful move by Max Knoll. That's going to force an Emily City timeout. Where did that guy come from on that steal?
34-28. 1:14 to go here in the third quarter. We'll be right back here on WBGV.
This is Katie. Todd Insurance Agency and Auto Owners Insurance would like to wish the Croslex Pioneers the best of luck in the game. While you are prepping for the big game, it's important to know that we have your back because every policy comes with a local agent, a real person who lives right in our community who you can rely on to help keep you covered no matter what. Whether you are traveling to an away game or listening from home, rest assured that Todd Insurance Agency and Auto Owners Insurance has your back. We'll work with you to ensure your home, auto, business, and life. Everything you value is safe, sound, and secure. It's a winning combination. Todd Insurance Agency and Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Call us at Todd Insurance Agency in Croswell at 810-679-3371 or visit us online at toddinsurance.net. Best of luck, Croslex Pioneers in the game.
Coming out of the timeout. Timeout was called by Emily City. They have possession.
The Pioneers come out in a 3-2 zone here.
Changing it up.
Looks like a 1-2-2, 3-2, something like that.
Landon Jones with
it. Yeah, I think it's a 1-2-2. Ooh. He might have got away with another travel there.
Yeah. Landon Jones takes a jumper. Nash can't knock it in for a
great rebounding there by Kroslex in the zone, too, because that's not easy to do.
Yeah. And missed shot by Emily City, picked up by the Kroslex and the Pioneers. They have the four-point lead, 34-28, down to 35 seconds left, third quarter.
Trying to get some quality minutes out of their bench guys while some guys are in foul trouble. Smart move by Coach Campbell here with under a minute to go. Giving some of those guys a breather, trying to get some of those guys some quality minutes here.
The big man, Alondo Mendoza, in the game here for Cross Lexington. Cam Saunders with it to Cody Mateev here.
I like this hold for the last shot, too. You got the lead. Be patient. Unless you get a wide-open layup, be smart here. Now you can go.
Oh! That one,
I think number 24 for Emily City, Isaac Sommer, tipped it and threw Levitt off and it went right through his hands. It looked like it caught him in the face, too.
So, and because of that, he last touched the ball. But five seconds to go in the inbounds pass. Emily City with it. Landon Jones with the ball. Loses the ball. Half-court shot, one more for three. No good. And it's 34-28. Kroslex Lexington lost the lead in this third quarter. They got it back and lead by four. Our final frame coming up, 34-28. The Kroslex Lexington Pioneers leading the Emily City Sparks. We'll be right back here at 92.5 WBGV. And we're streaming online at CNICBroadcasting.com.
Thumb Cellular is kicking off 2025 with a deal you're not going to want to miss. Free phones are here. That's right. Select smartphones are absolutely free with a new line activation or upgrade on an unlimited plan. And that's not all. Every phone is discounted at Thumb Cellular. Thinking of trading in your old phone and upgrading to a new one? Now's the time. Right now at Thumb Cellular, we're offering double trade-in values when you purchase a new smartphone. Plus, keep your phone screen safe throughout 2025 with a new screen protector from Thumb Cellular. Everyone gets half off all screen protectors, and they come with a lifetime warranty. But hurry, these deals won't last forever. Visit your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for details. Terms and conditions apply. Offers valid through March 31st, 2025. Stop in today and make 2025 the year you stay connected with Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
Can't wait to communicate with you on the talk of the thumb. Cellular.
Welcome back here coming to start the fourth quarter. Emily City with possession are down by four, 34-28. Pioneers leading the Spartans here in district semifinal. Up for a layup! Just like they open up the third quarter, Nash drives to the basket to the left side, gets up slowly. He makes it for two, and he'll try to correct the three-point play. It's 34-30.
And that is on, that foul is on Slanik. That will be number four on Slanik.
That's just Xander Nash using his long legs, getting around him and forcing Slanik in just a tough guarding spot. But Nash is feeling it. He's hit the deck hard a couple times tonight, and he is going to be sore tomorrow. But this time of the year, it doesn't matter how sore you are tomorrow because it matters if you win or lose. Because otherwise, your season's done.
The official talking to him, say, are you okay? Checking on him, make sure.
If I'm Coach Campbell, I'm not liking the sole substitution. I want him to shoot that free throw while he's hurting. Don't give him any more time to catch his breath.
7:50 to go here in the game. 34-30 trying to convert the three-point play. Get within a one-possession lead.
The free
and
throw is up and good for Nash.
34-31.
Pioneers picking up here. Full court press on the Pioneers. The ball goes across the timeline for the Pioneers. Back up to Campbell. Campbell looks to drive, and he is fouled on the floor before the shot.
I don't know how sometimes he splits the double teams that he does, because he's not the most fast guard. He's not the biggest guard, but he just knows when to go, it seems like. He's got that basketball IQ of, now I accelerate and go.
Smart, heady play on the steal by Nash, throwing it off a Pioneer player as he's falling out of bounds.
That was a lackadaisical inbound pass by Kroslex. That's what caused that turnover right there.
You threw it in the deep corner where there's no
let
help.
6'7" guy, trap a guy in the corner, not a good combination.
Nash with the dribble has a chance for the team to try to tie it. Landon Jones for a nice little
hook shot.
Way to
use the backboard there, Landon Jones.
From the middle of the paint.
His first basket.
And it'll be 34-33. I think that up there is wrong, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got 34-33.
33, yeah. 1 point lead for Cross Lexington. Under seven to go here. Missed by Pioneers and picked up for the layup.
All of a sudden, Landon Jones got back-to-back buckets. You don't want to see him get going if you're Cross Lex. If you're Emily City, you're liking him seeing it turn on here in the fourth.
Now it is 34-35. Emily City takes the lead after Jones with back-to-back shots.
Oh, look who it is.
Oh, he missed it. Campbell on the attack.
He hit that one earlier, that sky hook.
Rebounded by Emily City. Landon Jones again trying to drive to the basket.
Fouled on the drive attempt here by number 25, Alexander Levitt. That will send Jones to the line for two.
Landon Jones said, give me that ball. I am taking over this fourth quarter right now. Can't give all the spotlight to Zoom. Ash, he wants some of it.
Down the right lane, he attempted that shot, but he is fouled. He'll try to extend the lead. It's 34-35. Emily City with the lead. First free throw.
Up and no good by Jones.
Final score, Lakers 62, Bad Axe 43. Lakers and Harbor Beach will play in the district championship.
Harbor Beach, one regular season loss, and that was to the Yale Bulldogs. Division III team, and we got to see them against Brown City, and man, what a solid team here.
Jones' second free throw is up and good for the Spartans.
Five straight points for Landon Jones.
After missing the first free throw, he makes the second. And it's 34.
Ball to Saunders up top with the ball for the Pioneers.
Saunders has not scored here in the second half after having that big first half.
Ball back to Saunders for three. No good. Rebound by the Spartans.
Isaac Sumner with that rebound for the Spartans.
Jones looked to attack here on side, and a travel called.
Flip. When he jumps top, you can see both feet go, dick! Let's get across the floor.
You know, the last series, he plays here focused on Jones now offensively.
Yes.
While away from Nash.
Jones has been the aggressor here in the fourth quarter. That's a difference. He's not settling for jump shots. He's getting 2 feet in the lane. And a big difference here is Cam Saunders hasn't scored here in the second half after having 12 in the first.
36-34, Emily City with the lead. Pioneers with possession. A dribble. Nolan Campbell over to Cam Saunders. They'll pull out to the right wing in three-point range.
And Slanik back on the floor with four fouls here early in this fourth quarter. So Coach Campbell saying, hey, you got to go out there, give us some minutes, and be smart.
Jump.
Oh, tough shot by Nolan Campbell there.
From the free throw line for two, 5:35 and counting, and ties it up 36-36. Nolan Campbell with a jump shot.
Jones dribbles the ball up the court for the Spartans. Passed in the corner to Nash.
He had to shoot that over Nash. That's what's so impressive for Campbell.
Yeah. Nash with the ball passes it back up to Jones on top. Goes across to number 24, Sommer. Inside to Jones. Oh. Jones up for the layup and good.
What a nice play there. Stopped himself. Had the defender in front of him and got ahead of him. Comes back to the right side and lays it up.
What a
underhand.
Fourth quarter for Landon Jones.
And we were just talking that at the end of the third quarter, how Landon Jones has yet to score.
Seven straight points for Jones.
Oh, nice rebound by Max Knoll inside. It gets fouled on the putback attempt. He will go to the line to shoot two.
With those 2 points for Jones, they take back the lead for Emily City, 38-36. 4:49 to go, however, for the Pioneers to try to tie it up
this
on the free throw line.
Just the second free throw is being shot for Kozlek tonight.
First shot up and good for Max Knoll.
Second free throw attempt.
Max Knoll's second shot is up and good as well.
Another tie. This is their fourth tie of the game, I believe. 4:45 to go in the game of this district semifinal game. Winner taking on Yale district championship Friday nights. Emily City with possession. Sommer with the ball at the left wing in three-point range. We'll make the dribble. We'll go to the point down to the right lane for two. No good. Rebounded by Reese Knoll. On a fast break attempt, maybe Cam Saunders with it. He'll hold up. Up top to Nolan Campbell. 4:15 to go. 38-38. All tied up. Nolan Campbell driving. Triple team. Takes a shot for two.
It was deflected. I think that was deflected by Nash's wingspan. Campbell got in between the trees and didn't know what to do.
And with the dribble. Xander Nash with it. With under 4 minutes to go, it's 38-38. All tied up. Emily City with the ball. Landon Jones, a hot hand here in the fourth. On the summer.
That was a travel.
To Evans.
Just a little hop step there and got away with it.
Up to Nash. Nash sealed off on defense by number 21. That's Shane Slanik. And you said he has four fouls
on Slanik, yes.
Slanik got to be careful when he's guarding Nash.
Three and a half to go. Landon Jones with it at the high post. Hands it over to Edson. Edson at the high post. He'll go in and pitch it into Landon Jones.
That's on the floor, though.
Yep. He got tripped up.
That was a great look by Sam Edson there to find Jones underneath just the foul occurred before it happened.
The foul is on number four, Reese Knoll. His first, team third in the fourth quarter here.
38-38, all tied up. 3:21 to go. Still Emily City ball. Nash throw it in for the baseline, right side of the glass.
Emily City now is being patient on offense, unlike in the first
half. Oh, they turned it over. They had the mismatch with Campbell and Nash
inside. That's what you wanted. That's what, yes.
You didn't get fired.
Sorry.
But that's what helps the Spartans here get back into the game.
They got the ball inside.
Being patient on offense and looking for that good shot. Working the clock, looking for what matchups you want.
So that was the matchup they want. Just the inbound, entry pass to the post was well off the mark. So he was trying to throw a fastball inside and missed high and outside.
Turnover there by Emily City. Gives the ball back to the Pioneers with possession there on their side of the floor. Well, about 3 minutes to go here.
Great help defense there.
Saunders for three, right corner. No good. Whistle's called underneath.
Five on Slanik.
Slanik is gone. That's Slanik's fifth foul.
And he's going to finish the night with 0 points.
Looks like Reese Snow will come back in. 2:56 to go in the game. It's 38-38. Another opportunity here for Emily City to take the lead. They're kicking in Jack Siegler. He has a couple threes in this game.
He's been the sniper for Emily City tonight.
That foul is huge on the Pioneers. It sends Slanik to the bench with his fifth, but it also is their fourth foul of the quarter. So any more fouls on the Pioneers, sending the Spartans to the line.
Where they have been awfully good tonight.
And Emily City just has two fouls right now with 2:45 to go in the game. 38-38 all tied up. Spartans have possession. Nash with it. Moves the ball to the point. He holds up. Triple team.
Oh, what a steal.
Away. Max, no for the fast break for two. No blast.
That's a hard foul. I like that, though.
Yeah.
He jump stopped. He's like, oh, I'm going to blow by him. When he goes up, I am not letting him score. He's going to have to earn him from the free throw line.
The foul is on number 11. Matt Evans,
as a coach,
third, team's third.
I always hate it when my player goes to commit a foul and it's a ticky-tack foul. I'm like, if you're, man, if you're going to swipe down to make sure that ball doesn't come up so he can't score.
But first free throw is good for the Pioneers. 39-38, they take the lead in the fourth with 2:31 to go. That's Max Noll with that free throw.
Max Noll's second free throw is up and good as well.
40-38. 2-point lead now after those free throws. 2.5 to go and counting.
First points for either team since the 4:49 mark when Max Noll hit down a pair of free throws.
2:26 to go. It'll be a timeout called by Emily City. They're down by 2. 40-38. Cross Lexington leading Emily City here on WBGV 92.5 FM. High school boys basketball. We'll be right back.
Hi, Mark McGarry for More Motor Sales in Caro. Don't miss your chance to score a deal on a new car, truck, or SUV from More Motors in Caro. With slam dunk inventory specials and a wide selection of vehicles from Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, come see why your friends and neighbors have been driving to Caro, your all-star dealer of the thumb since 1965. Feel like an MVP and score big in the showroom, on our lot, and after the sale with award-winning service from the moment you step in the showroom to when you get back to your driveway. Come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Caro since 1965.
Did you know that Jeff's Marketplace in Lexington and Croswell has the highest quality meats and produce around? They're proud to offer you the most competitive prices on groceries, along with local friendly faces that serve you with a smile 7 days a week. A Jeff shopper is a happy shopper. Shop Jeff's Marketplace in Croswell and Lexington for all your grocery needs.
Hi, this is Jeff. I'd like to congratulate the Pioneers and their victories. We support CrosLex. We support our community.
Welcome back. Coming out of the timeout. 2:26 to go in the game. Croswell Lexington Pioneers leading 40-38. Be Emily City ball. You got an update.
Brown City up 62-52 with a minute 40 left.
Okay. 10-point lead there. Sandusky will be at the district championship game. And
they're not out of the woods yet, but they're sitting comfortable.
Yeah.
Emily City down by two. Landon Jones over for three by Summer.
Oh.
The man, quiet.
What a time to hit your first shot.
And the unexpected player makes one for three, and they take the lead by one. 41-40. We're under 2 minutes to go. The big three-point shot by Summer.
If I'm Croslex, I'm not in a hurry yet. It's a one-point game. Get to the basket. See what you can do.
Noel's shot is up and no good. Rebound Jones. He brings it into the front court for the Spartans.
90% of the time, that's a shot I think I'm okay with Max Noel taking. Down one with under 2 minutes to go, I'd much rather see him take it to the basket than pull up for a 15-footer.
And the clock is rolling. Four fouls on Croswell Lexington, just three for Emily City. 41-40. 1:25 to go in the game. The one-point lead here for the Spartans against the Pioneers.
And now Emily City is looking to take some air out of the ball here and looked for their shot. Up one with a minute and 15 left in the game.
A couple times they've done this, though. Croswell Lexington forced turnovers up top and gotten a couple fast breaks.
It'll be a still Emily City Spartans ball. Back over to Landon Jones from Nash.
Down to a minute left in the game here.
Swings it over to the left side of the floor, their number 11. Back to Landon Jones, deep away.
We're under a minute to go.
He'll drive it a basket, look away past Ziegler looking for three. Jones had a chance to take that empty net.
But that's just a high IQ play, man. The time is more valuable than a basket right now because it would still be a one-possession game with the layup. Force cause likes to foul and burn. They burned another 6 seconds off the clock doing that.
The foul is on number 23, Max Noel, for the Pioneers. That will send number 11, Matt Evans, to the line for two.
He has yet to shoot free throws tonight, but Emily City is 7 of 10 from the free throw line on the evening so far.
41-40, trying to extend the lead.
Evans' first free throw is up and no good. Go a couple offensive, defensive substitutions here for both teams.
Yeah, if I'm Emma City, I'm putting in length and speed to pressure the ball. If I'm Croslex, I'm getting ball handlers and shooters on the court.
The second free throw for Matt Evans is up and good. Increases the lead to 42-40. Spartans on top with 37 seconds left in the game.
Nolan Campbell swings over to Levitz. Down to 30 seconds. Crosses the timeline now. Still with the dribble, Levitt over to Cam Saunders. Down to 25 seconds.
Emily City's got to follow the use if they want to use it too.
Timeout called by Croswell Lexington. 42-40. 2-point lead for Emily City. 24 seconds. Pioneers will have the ball when we come back from timeout.
Best wishes to the teams in today's game from Dennis McIntyre Insurance. It's no secret that health insurance is one of the biggest expenditures that you'll ever make. And it's also important that you get the right coverage. Dennis McIntyre specializes in health insurance, whether it's for an individual or group coverage. Dennis McIntyre is also certified to sell and assist you on the Affordable Healthcare Exchange. For information, call toll-free 877-648-6730. That's 877-648-6730. For Dennis McIntyre Insurance, serving the Thumb and Blue Water area.
Welcome back to WVGV 92.5 FM. The Pioneers call a timeout with about 24 seconds left in the game. They're down by two, 42-40. Evans making a free throw to extend the lead for Emily City by two, 42-40.
What I'm looking for here, if I'm Croswell, I'm looking for a drive by Saunders and a kick out to Max Noel for a shot here. Because in the first half, that's what was so successful for them, and it allows Max to set his feet and hit that shot.
And obviously you tell Saunders, if you got the layup, take it. Tie the game, we rely on our defense. If not, hit Max. You tell Max, let it fly, man. Yep. You've been shooting on point tonight.
Levitt inbounds pass to Nolan Campbell to Saunders.
There's
at the right corner. Saunders for... Takes a shot. He swishes it with 15 seconds and counting.
Timeout, Emily City with 8.3 seconds.
Not only throw it up, but great execution.
43-42, a one-point lead for the Pioneers. Cam Saunders with 8.3 seconds to go. We'll be right back. Timeout called on WBGV 92.5.
Auto Owners Insurance and a Liebler Agency are a winning combination. They'll work with you to ensure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Liebler Insurance is proud to support the academic and athletic accomplishments of our area students. Depend on the Liebler Agency, serving you with 5 locations in Brown City, North Branch, Marlette, Yale, and Emily City. Liebler Insurance, great service, great rates.
Welcome back. Wow, what a shot by Cam Saunders coming out of the timeout. With about 14 seconds left, he sinks a three-point shot from the right wing to take the one-point lead for the Pioneers, 43-42. And it's Emily City ball coming back here.
Whatever you do, Kozlek, do not foul.
No.
Do not foul because they're in the bonus.
Fouls, yeah.
That, and put them at the line.
You got
straight up and played great man-to-man defense right now. Do not let your guy blow by you. Help defense has got to be ready to move on the snap.
You got 8.3 seconds here left in this game. Emily City takes the ball out of bounds. Sideline out of bounds for the Spartans here. Jones inbounds the ball over to Nash. Nash looks to drive. Spins back middle. Shot up and no good. Crosswell. What comes away with the rebound.
And Xander Nash can't believe it. Why do the foul? The whistles don't blow.
A lot of contact there. But the officials let the kids play.
I like it.
Yes.
I like it.
They've been letting them play like that all night
long.
It's
been physical. They've been letting them push each other around inside it. He was straight up, maybe a little bit body, but Nash went into him as much as he went into him. Great no call.
Wow. Nash takes that shot. They thought he was fouled. Cross-Lexington comes away with the rebound with about 2 seconds left and wins the game after the hero, Cam Saunders, sinks a three-point shot with about 14 seconds left with a one-point win, 43-42. They were down 42-40, and Cam Saunders for Cross-Lexington making that three-point shot and takes the win for the Pioneers against the Emily City Spartans. So no rematch of the co-BWAC champs between Yale and Emily City. It would be Cross-Lexington hosting their own district championship game against the Yale Bulldogs come Friday night. We'll be right back, post-game report. Cross-Lexington getting the comeback win, 43-42 over the Emily City Spartans. You're tuned to WBGV 92.5. We'll be right back.
Exciting news for our community. Mackenzie Health System is expanding surgical care with the addition of Dr. Lindsay Rick to Mackenzie General Surgery in Sandusky. Dr. Rick brings extensive experience in general surgery, trauma, and acute care, ensuring you have access to high-quality surgical services right here at home. Whether it's a routine procedure, emergency surgery, or complex care, Dr. Rick and Dr. Zarish Khan are committed to delivering expert, compassionate treatment with the latest techniques and a personal touch. These services include colonoscopies, EGDSs, cysts and lesion removal, gallbladder and appendix surgery, and hernia repair, all performed with a focus on patient comfort and safety. With a dedicated team and a patient-first approach, Mackenzie Health System continues to provide exceptional health care because your health is our priority. To learn more about our surgical services or to schedule a consultation, visit mackenziehealth.org or call 810-648-0565 today.
All across the Thumb and Blue Water area, there's one propane supplier that's ready to serve you. It's Kohler Propane, with locations in Brown City, Memphis, and Bad Axe. Kohler Propane, where they strive to keep your fuel bill down and provide you with the best possible service. They guarantee their propane prices for one full year. There's free tank inspection and free safety inspection, plus keep full and budget plans are available. If you are not a current Kohler customer, now's the time to make the switch and call Kohler's. Whether it's propane for your home's heating system or for your farm or business, they're ready to serve you. Remember, Kohler's covers the entire Thumb and Blue Water area. For information, call toll-free 800-572-2191. That's 800-572-2191. Or visit getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's. Tri-County Equipment, it's time to think spring. Think lawn and garden equipment. Think savings on John Deere mowers and lawn and garden tractors during the spring warehouse sale. Buy the X370 42-inch Select Series lawn tractor for $5,099 or the X380 54-inch Select Series lawn tractor, $5,899. You can also get a free top cart with a purchase of selected mowers, and special financing is available. Tri-County Equipment also has John Deere commercial-grade mowers, the Z930M 60-inch Z-Track zero-turn mower was $15,404. Buy now for $13,699. You also get a deferred warranty when you buy now and mow later during the spring warehouse sale, now through March 3rd, at Tri-County Equipment. Locations in Sandusky, Marlette, Carroll, Bad Axe, Lapeer, Burton, Fenton, Birch Run, Reese, Saginaw, and Auburn Hills. Or online at TriCountyEquipment.com. Tri-County.
Welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. The Croswell Lexington Pioneers come from behind down 2 to try to maybe tie it up. 42-40 was the lead for Emily City at the 38-second mark, but then timeout called. Croswell Lexington has the ball. Cam Saunders make the three-point shot from the right wing. He didn't shoot any points in the second half there, Jeremy?
No, that was his first basket of the second half.
43-42 for Croswell Lexington now. With 8 seconds left, Emily City had a chance to maybe get the winner. Nash goes to the middle of the paint, tries to lay it up. It does not go in. And, you know, and then the Pioneers get the rebound with about 2 seconds left. And they get the win by one, 43-42. You know, I think it was a good box out because it did not allow a putback by any Spartan player, too.
And IC's going to want to whistle on that 9 out of 10 times, and rightfully so. But the way this game was gone, it was a physical game. Nolan Campbell was all up in his face. Nash went right into him to initiate the contact. In the first quarter, it's probably called a foul. Mm-hmm. With 2 seconds left on the clock, I like the no call. Say, hey, the players are going to win it. Don't decide the whistle. And great job by Campbell going straight up, not coming down on Nash there. And if you're Emily City, you're upset because Xander Nash only scored 3 points in the fourth quarter. Yeah, Landon Jones finally scored. But when your star player only scores three after you're having himself a very good night, that's going to hurt.
Yeah.
All right, so 43-42, the win for the Croswell Lexington Pioneers. We'll do our Nutrien Ag postgame report. We'll start with Emily City. I'll let Jeremy handle the Emily City, and I'll have Jonathan do Croswell Lexington when we come back. So go ahead,
okay,
Jeremy.
Okay, for the Emily City Spartans, you had number one, Jack Siegler, had 6 points. Number 11, Matt Evans, had 7. Number 23, Landon Jones, had 7, all in the fourth quarter. And then you had 3 by Isaac Sumner. And then Xander Nash had 19 for 42. For the Emily City Spartans.
Yeah, I really like Nash as a player.
Yes.
It's the first time I get to see him this season as well. Followed his career, reading up on the updates from those great news reporters out there as well. Just a heartbreak. He took the last second shot there, but a good box out by the Pioneers. They wanted a foul. The coach wanted a foul on that one.
Yeah.
And the officials quickly went off at the court. But, you know, like Jonathan said, we didn't see that all game, too.
Yeah,
as well,
and you looked in the second half here. Nash, he got to the line a lot in the second half. But he didn't make a lot of open baskets. They were forcing him to put it on the floor. They weren't giving him them wide open threes that he was able to connect with a couple in the first half there.
So Cam Saunders making that three-point shot. And they were pretty good at free throw shooting too, right?
Yeah, Emily City was 8 of 12 from the line. So 75%, right around 70-75% for as a team. I would take that anytime.
Yeah, and they had the advantage because Croswell Lexington had 5 or 6 fouls by that point, too, in the fourth quarter as well. We had a few ties in this game. I think 4 ties in this game. In the fourth quarter, it was 36-36, 38-38 with 4:49 to go as well. In the third quarter also, we had a 23-23 tie where Emily City actually made a comeback when they were down 23-17. They really fired off in the third quarter and took the lead by as much as 3, 26-23. But another tie by Croswell Lexington, 3:55 to go. Max Snow with a three-point shot. And Croswell Lexington led at the end of the first quarter, 13-7, 23-17 at the half. At the end of the third quarter, it was 34-28 at the end of the third quarter. And I do believe it was Croswell Lexington leading by 4 at that point, too, extended lead. But Emily City able to tie it up once or there's three, two ties in that fourth quarter. And a Sumner, another unsung hero here for Emily City, making a three-point shot, taking that one-point lead, 41-40. Evans also, Jones playing a good game here in the fourth quarter for Emily City. They had that 42-40 lead with 38 seconds to go, but Saunders makes that three-point shot for that three to get the 1.1, 43-42.
But you look at the style of gameplay that was played here tonight, right from the get-go, that favored the Croswell Pioneers. They wanted to slow this game down because Emily City has some horses that can get out and run and use their speed, use their athleticism and their height, and they like to shoot that three ball. And they slowed the game down and limited the possessions that Emily City was able to do that.
I like the adjustment Coach Campbell's made throughout the season, really going, okay, we don't have the horses to score, and we don't know who is going to score on any given night for us, so let's win this on the defensive end. We've seen it with their win against Emily City the first time. We've seen it in their win against Yale, and we just seen it again tonight with this win against Emily City. Let's keep this game in the 40s. Let's make them earn every basket that they score, and just think we have enough offense between our guys. And they do. Saunders has a big first half. Max Noll, Mr. Consistent, like he's been all season. Nolan Campbell with some big-time buckets when they needed them. And then, of course, Noll knocking down some free... The Noll boys knocking down the free throws when they mattered.
It's Slanik. 0 points tonight, and they were still able to come away
and
with the win.
And fouled out with 6 3 minutes to go, but still played quality defense, I thought.
Yep.
All right, again, 43-42. That's your Emily City Spartans stats. When we come back, Jonathan Mitchell with the Croswell-Lexington stat report for the winners here. Heading to the district championship game will be Yale against Croswell here on WBGV 92.5. Our postgame report continues. 43-42, the Pioneers over the Spartans. We'll be right back.
Thumb Cellular is kicking off 2025 with a deal you're not going to want to miss. Free phones are here. That's right. Select smartphones are absolutely free with a new line activation or upgrade on an unlimited plan. And that's not all. Every phone is discounted at Thumb Cellular. Thinking of trading in your old phone and upgrading to a new one? Now's the time. Right now at Thumb Cellular, we're offering double trade-in values when you purchase a new smartphone. Plus, keep your phone screen safe throughout 2025 with a new screen protector from Thumb Cellular. Everyone gets half off all screen protectors, and they come with a lifetime warranty. But hurry, these deals won't last forever. Visit your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for details. Terms and conditions apply. Offers valid through March 31st, 2025. Stop in today and make 2025 the year you stay connected with Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
Can't wait to communicate with you on the talk of the thumb.
Exciting news for our community. Mackenzie Health System is expanding surgical care with the addition of Dr. Lindsay Rick to Mackenzie General Surgery in Sandusky. Dr. Rick brings extensive experience in general surgery, trauma, and acute care, ensuring you have access to high-quality surgical services right here at home. Whether it's a routine procedure, emergency surgery, or complex care, Dr. Rick and Dr. Zarish Khan are committed to delivering expert, compassionate treatment with the latest techniques and a personal touch. These services include colonoscopies, EGDSs, cysts and lesion removal, gallbladder and appendix surgery, and hernia repair, all performed with a focus on patient comfort and safety. With a dedicated team and a patient-first approach, Mackenzie Health System continues to provide exceptional health care because your health is our priority. To learn more about our surgical services or to schedule a consultation, visit mackenziehealth.org or call 810-648-0565 today.
This is Katie. Todd Insurance Agency and Auto Owners Insurance would like to wish the Croslex Pioneers the best of luck in the game. While you are prepping for the big game, it's important to know that we have your back because every policy comes with a local agent, a real person who lives right in our community who you can rely on to help keep you covered no matter what. Whether you are traveling to an away game or listening from home, rest assured that Todd Insurance Agency and Auto Owners Insurance has your back. We'll work with you to ensure your home, auto, business, and life. Everything you value is safe, sound, and secure. It's a winning combination. Todd Insurance Agency and Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Call us at Todd Insurance Agency in Croswell at 810-679-3371 or visit us online at toddinsurance.net. Best of luck, Croslex Pioneers in the game.
All right, welcome back here on WPGV 92.5 FM. We did our Emily City Spartan post-game stat report. And for the winner of this game by 1 point, Cam Saunders with a three-point winning shot with about 8 seconds left for the Croswell Lexington Pioneers. Get the win, 43-42. Xander Nash, last-second shot attempt. Well, actually, with about 2 seconds left, does not go in front of the rim. And it was the Pioneers getting the rebound and to escape and steal this one on their home court. 43-42. It could have gone either way near the end of this game, but Pioneers able to earn this one and get this comeback win over Emily City. And they'll face the Yale Bulldogs in the district championship game. That Jonathan Fisher will be covering on Thumb Chugger Sports. Will be simulcasted on WTGV as well. What do you got post-game report?
Yeah, for the Croslex Pioneers, they were able to put four different players in the scorer's book. Cam Saunders had 15 points. Of course, he hit the game-winning three with about 15 seconds to go. Nolan Campbell added 4 points all in the second half. Reese Knoll, 2 points because he was 2 for 2 from the free throw line. They put five players in the scoring sheet. Cody Matevier added it to in the third quarter. And leading all scorers was Max Knoll with 20 points, hitting 4 clutch free throws in the fourth quarter and hitting 4 big threes in the first three quarters.
All right. And again, the leading scorer
was Max Knoll with 20.
20 points, and Cam Saunders gets the winning three-point shot for this victory over Emily City. You know what? I'll tell you what. I said in my pregame, and I alluded to that during the Thumb Tugger Sports Yale broadcast of the basketball game, Croswell Lexington Pioneers have been a thorn in the side of the Emily City Spartans here in the districts for quite some time now, near a decade now.
Yeah, Emily City hasn't had their district title in a while, a decade. Croslex has controlled quite a few of them. Last year was Flint Kersley, you know, when they went to the West. This year, being back East, it's made things quite interesting, and it's set up for a great dynamic Friday night with Yale Croslex meeting for the third time, just like all four teams here tonight met for a third time. We're going to be in line for a dandy one. If it's anything like the first meeting or the second meeting, it's going to come down to the wire, and it's going to be, what can Croslex do defensively to slow down Jackson Kohler? Because we've seen what Jackson Kohler can do tonight. And what can Yale do with their options 2, 3, 4, and 5? If they can step up and have a game like they did tonight, it might be all Yale.
All right, so it'll be the Yale Bulldogs up against Croswell Lexington Pioneers Friday championship night for the districts in the MHSA playoffs. You wanted to bring up something else?
Nope, I'm good.
Okay, so Jonathan Bishop, you'll be doing that game. What time does that start for you?
That's a 7 o'clock tip, so we'll start off at 6:30.
Okay. And I want to say again, I'm trying to look at my prep here. Emily City lost to Flint Kersley in the first round of districts last year.
Yep.
That's who Croswell Lexington lost in the district championship.
Yes.
And 2 straight years of losses previously to Croswell Lexington in the districts. Their last district championship dates back to 2014. I did that game on Thumb Chugger Sports. It was an overtime win over Yale, 58-55 at KPEC, where that game was delayed because of humidity in that gym.
Was it too slippery?
Yeah,
yes.
Because it was so hot in that gym. I remember that one.
Yep.
They opened up the doors at the end of the gym.
Oh, and it let in all the moisture from the snow and everything.
Yes.
For an hour. But it was a classic game. And anyways, the last district title was back in 2014. They won a district title in 2013 as well, defeating Croswell Lexington 42-33. But since then, Croswell Lexington, again, standing in the way of Emily City. So you get a dandy coming up. Croswell Lexington, yeah, they lost, but they beat Yale. It was split with them. They split Emily City. They got the rubber band matchup against Emily City. And now you get your rubber band matchup in the third meeting between Yale and Croswell. Yale Bulldogs, co-champs of BWAC, they want to legitimize that now with a district title. While Croswell Lexington says, we want a banner up on our wall now. Even though we're not BWAC champs, we can have a district title.
Yeah. As much as you want a league title, a district title means a little bit more, especially when you take out the league champs.
Yes, you get to end somebody's season. So that district championship banner, it's just that much sweeter.
All right, so that will be Jonathan Fisher on Thumb Chugger Sports. Go to thumbchugger.com on Facebook Channel 2. We'll put that link up on our Facebook later on when he makes this post. We'll share it. They'll be on WTGV as well with a simulcast. Croswell Lexington up against Yale in the district championship game. Our broadcast on WBGV will be shifting over for the third rematch between the Sandusky Wolves against the Brown City Green Devils on Friday night in Division 3 District Championship night. 2 games on CNN Broadcasting and on Thumb Chugger Sports as well. Tune in on Friday night for District Championship play. For Jonathan Bisher, Jeremy Burgess, I'm Eddie Fury. Thank you for tuning in to High School Sports on WBGV 92.5 FM. A shout to Hunter Soper if you're listening. Your Pioneers won. We're going to see you tomorrow at SBSU with your team, Lake Superior State University. Hope to see you tomorrow, and well, hopefully they'll get a win. Hate to root against my wife's SBSU team there. So thank you for tuning in here on 92.5. Thank you, guys.